much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Let's hug it out.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Just the whole Muslim thing and everything. I mean, everybody's still kind of, a lot of people have forgotten about 9/11, but I don't know. It's just kind of a little unnerving.
I think the black guy, I forgot what his name is.
I believe Palin, she's filled with the Holy Spirit, and I believe she's going to bring honesty and integrity to the White House.
I think if we have world peace, everything would more or less be pretty well.
Sometimes you don't know what life is like, box of chocolate, right, Bean?
Don't make me take you to the carpet.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
And now.
Nope. Nope.
Our feature presentation.
Is that the auto-tune?
Cats.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even if you like cats, that sound is not pleasant.
No.
That's how you want to start your week right there.
I'm going to go with no. Still alive, Bean?
I'm fighting my way back. It hasn't been good, though. I'll tell you that. I honestly don't know that I. Of course, my memory's bad. It may have happened many times in my life. I just don't remember. I don't remember ever being as sick as I was Friday and Saturday, though. I really don't.
Good times.
It was awful.
Swine flu?
I don't think so, because I think the swine flu knocks you out longer, and the fact that I'm still standing, four days in or something like that, leads me to believe it's probably just regular flu. But I'm telling you, if I could find that guy from the movie theater that was coughing all during Where the Wild Things Are, I mean, what other exposure have I had to humans in the last 5 years?
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I almost feel like it's got to be that guy. And was I stupid for going up to him and asking him if he could leave? I mean, I even put my hand over my mouth when I went up to talk to him to try to avoid something like that happening, because I knew he was just a contagious cloud.
Oh, dude, I don't want to get sick. Can you please stop coughing?
But I keep thinking back to that and thinking maybe if I hadn't gone over, maybe if I just sat there and just listened to him cough for 2 hours, maybe I wouldn't have gotten so sick. So I don't know.
I think you need to track him down. I think you wrote in an email over the weekend you're going to go and find
slap
that
him silly.
Guy. Yeah, you need
slap
to.
Him silly. Yeah.
Slap him silly.
I would love to see Bean slap someone silly too. That'd be awesome.
And it's so funny because here's what I was thinking now that and by the way, I was just telling Lisa before you came in, I slept for 28 hours after our show on Friday.
I know, that's crazy.
I got up a couple times to pee, but other than that, right back to it, 28 hours. It was so bizarre. By the way, that's me not being on the internet for 28 hours, too. Think about that for a second.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. You must have panicked. I mean, at some point.
I didn't. I didn't even care.
Really?
No. That's how sick I was.
The only thing that got you out of bed was, oh, my God, something's happening in the world, and I don't know what it is.
Right.
At one point, I remember thinking to myself, as I slid in and out of consciousness, F Twitter. That's what I remember thinking. That's how sick I was.
Wow.
But so this morning I woke up and I realized, well, I got to pull it together and work and stuff. And I thought, now that Melfon is on the skids, now that there's some cracks in Melfon, and Melfon may not survive, I got to start looking for my next band. Because, you can't keep a talent like me on the sidelines. I mean, I'm like Michael Vick. Eventually, somebody's going to pick me up, right? So I started thinking, well, clearly, I got to be in the Dry Heaves. That needs to be my new band.
Oh,
I
got
to be in the Dry Heaves.
I like that.
So I went right online, and there's more than one band called the Dry Heaves in America, but I think I've selected the one in Minnesota, so I'm going to have to be moving to Minnesota because the Dry Heaves is playing up there. They got a couple of gigs this month, in fact.
Well, I think maybe we need to call them and have you audition.
That's a great idea.
I don't know if that's how it's supposed to work, if you're supposed to pick your next band based on their name and how similar it is to your real life. But I earned the Dry Heaves name this weekend,
yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they probably did too. They probably were doing the same thing for different reasons.
Yep, because you don't eat, yet somehow your body still wants to vomit. That's the combination. That's the great combination right there.
That is good times.
You're going to pick bands based on how much their name relates to your real life, you have to be in the metal band Spina Bifida, which really exists.
That's true.
And they're pretty good.
That's true.
It's a thought.
Who would fit in there more than Bean?
And here's the thing. Yeah. Most bands have not thought of the slide whistle. They just haven't thought of it. Once they hear it, they think, that's what we need.
That's one of those instruments that's a little outdated, and you don't find people who are experts on it anymore.
Thank you very much.
So. That's underused. Well, they got a gig coming up November 19th with Where Astronauts Go to Hide is the opening act. So
okay.
I think that's going to be my debut night is with them.
All right.
That's perfect. Astronauts and heaving.
Yeah,
I know.
That is your night.
And it's Minnesota in November. What could be more perfect for me than that?
Nothing.
It's got everything
it
I love.
It could be perfect if they called themselves the Heaving Astronauts. Then one band all together. Right.
Maybe we get those guys together.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be easy.
And they're a Gordon Lightfoot cover band. Oh, now we got something going on.
You'd ask for much.
All right, let's start the day with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
What it do.
What it do, nephew.
All right, let's see. New month, new prize. This time it's a pair of tickets to the NHRA Full Throttle Drag Racing Championships coming up on November the 15th. That's at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. That's what you get for being on the air. For Kevin Beans, What A Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Gus with two S's? He is on line one to get us started here today. Hey, Gus, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what a do, nephew?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Gus?
What's up, Kevin Bean, Lisa May?
Yeah. What's going on?
All right, this weekend for Halloween, I went partying.
Yeah.
Some words got, said to each other, and some gangster ended up getting shot in the drive-by.
Okay. All right.
At your party?
Right.
Yeah, at a party.
That's how you know that you're at a party. As soon as shots are fired, you go, yeah.
I'm in the right place.
I'm actually in a party.
This is where it's happening.
Hey, Gus, why are you screaming at us, dude? Bring it down. Seriously, why are we yelling on a Monday?
Screaming.
Yeah, why are you screaming at us, dude?
He's joking because you're quite low energy. It's just the opposite of screaming.
I just woke up.
All right.
Dude, back off, man. Back off. Too much energy this hour.
All right. So, Gus, it's funny that you would bring that up because we are doing the topic today of Halloween disasters. I would say that qualifies.
Sure.
Did the dude die?
He got grazed barely. So
not much of a drive-by.
He was barely grazed.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Miss Cleo, was she complaining about her Halloween party? We have to hear about that later, Michael.
Yeah, I think so.
She got dusted in West Hollywood or something. She was lost in a crowd of 600,000 gay guys.
Who could have ever anticipated that you might get separated from your friends in a crowd of 600,000 people in a half a mile stretch?
That is a shocker. Yeah. All right, let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Not much. Hey, this is actually a question for Ralph. It's like a movie B question. It's about the movie All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm.
All Saints Day? I haven't heard about that one.
It's the Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints. Oh, Boondock Saints 2. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I heard about this movie coming out maybe like 2 years ago, and then I swore I saw a commercial. It may have been way faded, but I saw a commercial like a year ago for it.
Right.
And it seemed to never come out, and I heard it was, and then all of a sudden last week I saw a commercial for it coming out, like in a week or something? I don't know.
Well, Ralph said on Friday that it was coming out this past weekend.
Yeah. This past weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Out now.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about the specific delay, but I mean, it's not uncommon at all for movies to be delayed or take longer to come out than you expect them to. That happens pretty often, especially with movies that are, they're pretty low budget.
Yeah, I heard one of the lead actors had like a drug problem or something. I was wondering maybe if it was caused from that or.
Yeah, I don't know. And since it's already out, I don't really care. Got to be honest.
Did you bother to go?
I work. I sweep parking lots at night, so I sleep all day. I don't even get out, so I totally forgot about it.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter at all, one tiny bit to your life, whether it's out or not.
No, it does. I didn't have time to go see it over the weekend.
All right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call. Yeah, 10 years it's been since the original came out, and then the sequel has finally come out. I guess it's got quite the cult following. The original didn't make a big impact in the theaters, but has become a huge hit on DVD.
Let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
What it do, nephew?
What's going on?
Good morning. What it do?
Lisa May.
Hello.
So I just want to talk about Brett Favre this weekend.
Yes.
Four touchdowns.
Yeah, that was...
Yes. Wow,
was
really?
Don't follow football. Favre used to play for Green Bay for most or all of his career.
All but one season.
And retired...
Two, I guess.
Retired like six seasons in a row, and then kept coming back. Finally, right. They said no thanks, and he went to the Jets. He had pretty crappy seasons. And then he went to the Minnesota Vikings, and they played in Lambeau, at Green Bay's home, and destroyed them.
Wow.
I think he's the only quarterback that retired six times and still in the NFL.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of emotion going on in that game.
Did they boo him? Sure. I didn't see that. Yeah.
They did. Awesome. They booed him, yeah. And they also, which was nice, showed a lot of love for Aaron Rodgers, too. I mean, they definitely wanted to make a statement to Brett, which is, we're fine with our young new quarterback, who's also very, very good.
Yeah.
And it actually, the game, do you watch the game at all, Kevin?
Part of it. Not all
of it. Yeah, it wasn't a blowout. I mean, it seemed, the score made it seem like they, I mean, it was pretty back and forth through most of the game. No, okay. But yeah, Minnesota definitely won handily. And Brett looked good. That boy is cool under pressure, isn't he?
He is, that's for sure. And finally,
they should mention more that he's 40, though. That's my only
thing. They don't bring that up enough.
The only thing is they don't bring it up very often, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hey, what'd it do? All right, I hear you guys glorifying threesomes all the time.
That's what we do.
there are some hazards to it that you might not have thought about. Oh, you know?
I believe there's a lot of hazards, but which specific one did you run into?
Okay, well, I was in a relationship with these two girls for about 2 years. We all lived in the same bed. In the same bed, yeah. It started out great. But, I mean, you know, after a while, you know, like, one's at work, the other one wants to have sex. The other one comes home from work, they both want to have sex. It gets exhausting.
Oh, you must just be so tired.
Poor baby.
Poor guy. I'm sorry.
Then your friends, their girlfriends, find you a bad influence. And, you know, they don't want you hanging out with their boyfriends because, you know what you're going to influence them.
Sure.
If you're out all night long, you get yelled at in stereo after a while. It just, you know, goes on and on.
Well,
and it just became a nightmare.
There is a difference between threesomes and living with them.
Yeah.
Now, when you move in with two girls that you're also having a threesome with, it sounds to me like you're signing up for trouble at the top of the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you didn't, you know, the little head doesn't think about that, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But it wouldn't have taken a lot of thinking to go, hey, maybe this could be a hassle.
Because think about how difficult it is to live with one woman, and then
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. For sure, guys.
But is it worth it? Is it worth it, after all is said and done?
It was barely worth it until the end, and like everything just fell apart, and it was a disaster, and I'm still regretting it.
All right.
John, I'm going to give you this one piece of advice and then send you off into the morning, and that is, beyond this phone call, I don't ever want you to complain about that situation again, okay?
I agree.
You got it, man.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, so tough, man. Sometimes I had to put out more than once.
I'd just be finished having sex. I could barely have time to shower. Then this other chick would come home and she'd want to have sex. What was I going to do, Kevin and Bean?
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Tight.
We have some live music in the studio. Always love that.
Woo! Silver Sun. Dry Heaves?
No, I'm sorry. Silver Sun Pickups will be here.
They're good, too.
They're great. I love them. And last time they were on, they sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
Sure did.
So I'm excited about having them in. We are going to bring back the Wheel of Animal Voices.
Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Excited about that. We got a bunch of new stories for you. Ralph insisted. So we said, okay. We're going to talk about Frank and Jamie McCourt a little bit more with their divorce and the bad things that are happening with the owners of the Dodgers.
It's getting so ugly.
Oh, it's the best. And by the best, I mean the worst.
Sure.
TMZ.com, Harvey Levin in the 6 o'clock hour to catch up on all the celebrity news.
Okay.
And Halloween disaster stories. Halloween's gone bad.
I'm sure there will be plenty.
Seems, besides that guy who called in with the drive-by shooting, there's probably a lot of others. People get arrested, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big drinking night, so that's generally what happens. So we will do that. We also have tickets to see Twilight New Moon before anybody else. So that's coming up today as well.
Is that the one with the dog?
Yes, that is the one with the dog.
Woof.
A what?
What about the dogs?
Yeah.
What about the dogs?
Good point. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat.
It is Monday. Ralph Garman is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
Well, things are sure going on.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's doing pretty well for himself, if you don't count the whole dead thing. His new movie, This Is It, was number one at the box office this weekend. We take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office every Monday morning. The concert documentary took in over $100 million worldwide in its first 5 days. Here in the U.S., it made a little over $21 million for its opening weekend, but if you count in the screenings that began Tuesday night, it's about $33 million total this week.
That's pretty good. Right.
In a surprise announcement, Sony has decided to let This Is It play longer than the original 2 weeks limited engagement they had planned.
No way.
Yes, Lisa?
But what about all those people that rushed out to get their tickets?
Well, This Is It.
But wait a minute.
But This Is It.
Are you saying it's not it?
But now This Is It.
Okay.
Whatever they let it play at length will be it.
Do we know how long?
A year.
A year.
I'm guessing they'll have it in theaters for about a year.
And then they'll move it to Vegas permanently. All they really did was create a scalper's market for a while for people to resell those tickets.
Exactly.
Alrighty.
They manufactured fake buzz. Much like the Packers Vikings game yesterday.
Yeah.
I wish they'd covered that more. I wish there was more coverage on Favre going back to freaking Lambeau Field.
You know, he's 40.
What?
They never mentioned that. That's the odd
thing. I heard he used to play for the Packers, too.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's true. Paranormal Activity was number two at the box office this weekend. Then Law Abiding Citizen, Couples Retreat, and Saw 6. Number six was Where the Wild Things Are, The Stepfather, Astro Boy, Amelia, and Cirque du Freak, The Vampire's Assistant. Rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. A lot of baby news in the showbiz news. Today, Mel Gibson's Russian girlfriend, Oksana Grigorieva, gave birth to a daughter for the couple last Friday. Congratulations, Mel, on your eighth child.
Oh, he has eight now?
This is his eighth.
He's the Octodad.
Yeah. He is Octodad, yes. Wow. He is spreading his seed.
He's a good Catholic.
There's a lot of Gibsons.
There are, yeah.
A lot of Gibbies running around, that's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Also, congratulations to Colin Farrell. His girlfriend, Alicia Bachleda, had a baby boy named Henry. October the 7th, so congratulations and welcome to the world, Henry Farrell. Nice to have you here, I guess.
Henry, that's not crazy enough to be a celebrity.
He's got to have eight kids, too, by the way.
He doesn't.
He wouldn't even know about them all.
This is his second as far as he knows. He has a six-year-old son named James with model Kim Bordenave. Who's smoking hot, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure. So this is the second one that he knows of.
You know, a baby conceived out of wedlock is still a bastard.
What?
Oh.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Says he has a drinking problem.
What?
No.
He has finally admitted that he has a drinking problem. He did an interview with ContactMusic.com. I've never heard of that website before. But I'm assuming they have something to do with music.
Sure.
Or contact highs, I'm guessing.
Or both.
He says he's much like Amy Winehouse. He says they both suffer from the illness of alcoholism.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff, and I don't drink or take drugs.
David said he tries to get over the illness of alcoholism by emptying mini bars. No, I'm kidding. Can't really do it that way. He said that you don't wake up and decide to have this problem. Well, in that case, you're off the hook, Dave. Sorry. But you decided to have that problem.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
I don't think so.
Don't know that for sure.
Kim Kardashian.
Glendale.
Had a little phone accident over the weekend, according to Star Magazine. Apparently, she sent out a naked photo of her boyfriend, Reggie Bush, to 15 friends accidentally.
Yeah! All right.
When she was putting her phone in her pocketbook, she pressed a button and apparently sent it off to a mailing list.
If we're going to get a naked picture of one of the two of those, why can't it be Kim?
Well, I'm sure there's one on Reggie's camera, but I doubt Kim is carrying around nude photos of herself on her own phone.
Yeah, possible.
Probably her boyfriend, be more than likely. And congratulations to you, too. They now hold the record for the best attended single concert in the United States.
Was that the Rose Bowl one?
It was.
Yeah, okay.
The one, the recent Rose Bowl concert on the 25th of October here in Los Angeles, played to a sellout crowd of 97,014 people.
Really?
That is the number one highest attended single concert event in the history of the United States.
I didn't know what that
Their mean. Stage setup helps, because most concerts, you know, they are one end of the stadium, and then you can't sell any of those seats behind it, and they're in the middle.
They're so in the round.
Pretty much sell every seat.
And they only have like a 4-foot stage, so they can sell the tickets all the way up to that stage. It's like four of them are like right, really pressed up against each other. Like, I think Bono sits on the bass drum, I think. It's really, yeah. They're really crowding them in there. You know who held the record before, U2?
Rolling Stones?
U2.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
they had a show in 1987 at the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and apparently they had over 86,000 people there. So,
all right,
you know, who's got third place?
U2.
U2. Yeah. FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland.
Fourth place.
U2.
Yeah.
They do pretty well. Today's celebrity birthdays. Nelly is 35 years old today. Rapper Nelly. Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
She's good. She is pretty. Yeah. She's a pretty rapper.
It's a he.
What?
Yeah, it's...
Fieldy of Corn is 40 years old today. bassist Bobby Ball of Poison, Bobby Dahl of Poison, is 46 years old. And David Schwimmer turns 43 years old today. Yes, it is indeed a weekday for celebrity birthdays. I get that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Yes, we're the L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers number one.
Number last is what they are.
Number one, not included.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Our friend Dave, the King of Mexico, is here. Look, you don't have to be a Clipper fan. You don't even have to be a basketball fan to appreciate how bad the Los Angeles Clippers have been over the past, 30 years. But I'm feeling great about this year. What's the least number of games an NBA team has ever won in a season, Dave?
Probably the Clippers last year.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
What did they win last year? Like two?
Like 23, I think.
23 games.
Yeah, 23 games.
Well, they're off to an 0-4 start, Dave. And I know that this is the year. And I know that you were dealt a very serious blow when the number one overall draft pick got hurt in the last preseason game and hasn't been able to join your team yet. But 0-4 is not how anyone wants to start. You got to get that monkey off your back.
Not at all. But you know what? They played tough in all four games. And they only lost. They haven't been blown out yet. They lost on Wednesday night, the home opener, last second shot.
Right.
Steve Nash.
Right.
But, they've been playing good, and they had five games in 7 days. That's pretty tough.
Okay, but all NBA teams go through that.
No, not at all.
So what's their record? What's the Clippers' record?
They're currently 0-4.
0-4.
All 0-4.
So
playing all good teams so far.
Right.
All good teams.
And for folks who maybe don't follow basketball, the O is what? That represents what?
Zero.
Zero wins.
And that represents zero what? Oh, wins. How many games they've actually had more points than the team. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, but like I said, tough teams, a lot of games in a lot of days. Right.
For those of you that don't follow basketball again, the Clippers have an owner named Donald Sterling, and he's a terrible owner. And, Sports Illustrated had a cover story of a dude with a paper bag on his head, and they said it's the worst sports franchise of any sport in all of history.
Yeah.
And so Dave, who's a, quote, big fan, although I think he's just having this on, because no one could be a big fan.
No, big fan.
He, every year at the beginning of the year, this is our year, this is it. And I don't know where he or any of their fans get that enthusiasm from. If I were a Clipper fan, I would think, you know what? Give me 4 or 5 years that are winning, and then maybe I'll have some optimism.
Nope, this is it. This is the year.
But when
baby.
You say this is it, you mean
I mean,
this is it.
This is it, yeah.
This is, I believe, from one of the games last week and the news piece surrounding the Clippers.
The sports world is breathing a sigh of relief tonight following the collapse of the Staples Center, which brought a merciful early end to a potentially tragic Clippers game. Investigators are still sifting through the rubble, but early reports indicate that everyone in attendance was saved from watching a full 48 minutes of excruciating Clippers basketball thanks to the metal and concrete roof that crushed them to death.
It was only the third quarter, and it was a gruesome scene. The Clippers were giving up easy baskets, missing wide open layups. Spectators were crying, moaning, begging for help. At one point, Baron Davis was double teamed, but still managed to brick a three as the shot clock went off.
God.
Then sulk instead of getting back on defense.
Nightmare. Now, did any Clippers players make it out alive?
No. According to eyewitnesses, not one Clipper was capable enough to find the emergency exits.
Wow.
I just want to
Thank
be clear.
God.
All the Clippers are dead.
That is a relief. I understand Blake Griffin did not die in the collapse.
Yeah, that's right, Corey. He hanged himself in the Clippers locker room before the game.
Just one of many miracles tonight.
That was a funny video.
When
funny.
A building collapse is preferable to watching the end of a Clippers game, Dave. It's time for you to get off the ship, dude.
All right. No way, dude. So every year at the beginning of the season, King of Mexico comes in. He goes, I got a song, guys, about my team. And this is the year we're going to turn it around. We got a great chance. This was the first one that he did.
The Clipper Nation's back. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you could see how that one went. Maybe your best, by the way. Maybe.
Playoffs that year, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Championship?
No.
This is, then the year after that, he did this.
16 wins to get a ring. That's just what the Clips will bring. Elton Brand will lead the way. Mobley's threes will make them pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one paid that year, by the way.
No one.
They didn't make
anyone make the playoffs, yeah.
And then Dave came back the next year at the beginning of the season with Clipper Life.
Welcome to the Clipper Life. This ain't the same team, but I hold on to my dream. A championship rings. The Clipper Life.
Yeah.
Damn, that's good.
It takes a certain special kind of dumbness to put in a song at the beginning of a Clipper season that you want to ring. I mean, you might need to build up to that, is what I'm saying.
Championship dreams, baby.
Right. So then Dave kind of gave up with the whole championship dream, and he came back with the Clippers are going to be all right, which is a much lower standard than championship.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, they're going to be okay.
Together we'll be playoff bound. That's right. That's right. I said the Clippers going to be all right. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, playoff bound, not so much.
Baron brings the yo.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So then, finally, the King of Mexico spirit was broken when they didn't make the playoffs that year. And he brought a very, very sad song to the air.
How do I say goodbye?
Yeah, I think you can understand.
Oh, thank God.
I want to save people from having to listen to that because it seems
so
painful.
After that one, though, you were done. As Kevin mentioned, your spirit was broken. You realized the team was going to do nothing but break your heart if you continued to root for them. So you're done with the songs
season,
now, right?
For that season, no.
Okay, but see, here's the comedy. So if you're really bad in the NBA, you can get the first pick, which is the best college player available. Because you're so crappy, they go, well,
by the way,
they
had the third worst record. Memphis had the worst record, and they had the best chance for number one, but yet Clippers won the draft.
Yeah,
that's
a great story. So so they get this guy, Blake Griffin, who was the best college player pretty much by far, I think. You know, and last preseason game, fractured his kneecap, so he's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, man.
So that's not going to
go not good.
As well. Now, Dave, you came in with another Clippers song.
That's right.
And about how strong they're going to be, and this is your year, and it's playoff time, and you are like a little positive retard. You just go, oh, I don't know, it's the year again. They go, nope. And then they poke you in the eye and you go, don't care. Next year's their year.
This is not just the year, dude. This is the year the Clippers run this town, yo.
Can you feel it in the air?
Yeah.
Change is coming. Are you scared?
Nope.
I'm addicted to this team.
I'm ready.
Red, white, blue is all I need.
What's up?
Can't be scared when we are down.
Uh-huh.
Know that will turn around.
That's right.
Only thing that's on my mind.
What up?
Will the Clips run this town tonight?
Clippers!
Will the Clips run this town tonight?
Clipper Nation! Yeah.
The Clips will run this town.
CLIPPERS. This is Clipper Nation. Pledge your allegiance. Put your jersey on. Put on anything. Represent the Clippers all day, every day. Our fans are not stars, not Kardashians. I'll talk more than just about anyone. This is my familia. Blake can be a savior. But for now, let me get back to my rager. Baron brings it down and then lights it up. Dancing Daryl gets the crowd going and all pumped. And yeah, I'm saying bingo. When we get those threes flowing, ready or not, you become a fan before you even know it. Hold up. Yep.
Candy and Gordon will lead us there.
That's right.
So keep doing what you do.
What?
And your fans will stick by you.
Word.
Victory is in our grasp.
Yeah.
About time we kick some ass.
Right.
Only thing that's on my mind.
Yeah.
Will the Clips run this town?
Let's
tonight?
Go. Is upon us, and every year I say this is the year, but you know what, this is it. This is the year where we make a run at the NBA championship. Big shout out to Blake Griffin, Baron Davis, Eric Gordon, Marcus Camby, and everyone else on the team. This is Dave, the King of Mexico, representing the Clipper Nation forever. What's up? Now, Dave, was I mistaken, or did I see Baron Davis is going with the full undercover Al-Qaeda beard look?
Oh, he has an awesome beard.
Fear the beard, my friend.
Kimbo Slice.
Yeah. Let's go to the judges on the song, if you don't mind.
What the hell was that? One of the worst I've ever heard. Right. I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not right for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show, time to welcome our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com back to the show. Harvey, I was looking very hard on the photo taken in your newsroom of everybody in Halloween costume, but I couldn't spot you. Who were you in that picture?
I was me. I wasn't feeling it. I mean, I had a costume, and it was so ridiculously over the top, I just thought, I can't recover from this. So I didn't do anything.
In other words, if the paparazzi got a picture of you in your Halloween costume, they would never stop hounding you about it.
I would have put it on TV, and then I thought, am I crazy?
All right, you have to tell us what you were going to be.
Well, I mean, somebody was making this. You know when she was like 18 months pregnant, Octomom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They had this stomach, and it was just crazy.
Just monster big?
Monster big.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I can't do this. I'm too old. I shouldn't do it.
I got you.
All right, there are a couple of really fascinating stories right now going on in the world of entertainment. The first one is Roman Polanski, and he's the director that they were trying for rape in the United States, and he fled, I don't know, in the 1800s. And he's been gone this whole
time. That's about right.
Now he's being held in Switzerland. And what is this about trying to make bail by offering cash?
Well, they said, look, you know, we'll give you a bond. And they didn't think it was adequate because they thought, you know, he still had an incentive to flee, which he has done already, obviously. So
right, right.
They're going to go back in and say, look, he'll put his own cash on the line. My feeling about it is, you know, even if he puts his cash on the line,
yeah,
his freedom's on the line, and he's run before. So, I mean, just because Roman Polanski, even if he puts up a ton of money, I don't know. I mean, he seems like a flight risk.
I would say so, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Is he, how well off is he? I mean, I know he's been, living in Europe for 30 years or something. He certainly had a lot of successful films in that time. But is he a guy with big cash? Because he's making it sound like if he doesn't get out to finish this movie that he's currently editing, he's going to be broke.
Well, and you know, listen, how many cases have we seen in L.A. where people make it? Nicolas Cage, you know, makes a ton of money, and Nicolas Cage says he's on the brink of bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I don't think just because you make a lot of money necessarily means you keep a lot of money. And I don't know what his financial thing is, but he certainly is willing to lay something on the line to get out of there.
Now, unless somebody hacked your site, Harvey, unless somebody got in and, like, The Onion wrote something funny, tell me about Michael Jackson's dad and maybe the most famous soccer player in the world.
I mean, I agree with you. And if it weren't the Jacksons, I would never have done this story. But Joe Jackson insists that he is teaming up with Ronaldo, the soccer player, and they are making a soccer grill that they're going to market during the World Cup.
It's a soccer ball. It's in the shape of a soccer ball. It's a grill.
So nothing says soccer and World Cup like Joe Jackson, right?
Yeah, it's really weird. Michael Jackson's dad, Joe. Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, has a time, but why would he, you know, partner with Joe Jackson?
Well, I mean, I love Cristiano Ronaldo because I think he's just unfiltered, but he probably thinks, oh my God, you know, I'll get a lot of publicity. He loves publicity.
Sure.
I mean, he gets enough of it, but he still loves it. And it's like, how freaky to be teamed up with a Jackson. So, I mean, maybe that's what's in it for him. Joe Jackson, clearly, I mean, he's looking for money right now.
Of course.
So he's hitching his wagon to anybody he can get money from.
He definitely does chase every financial opportunity. I wonder if that family's craziness is going to die way down when Joe Jackson finally kicks it. I wonder, because it seems like Catherine is a lot more reasonable and responsible.
Yeah, I mean, they've had money issues for a long time. You know, they made a lot of money. I think they sold 100 million albums when they were really big, but they blew it. And, you know, all the brothers were, you know, they had no money left, and Jackson was kind of funding everything. So, you know, I think the issue right now is, are they going to be okay if the estate's fueling Catherine with money during her lifetime? And I think she'll be okay, and then the kids get all this money, but that's going to go in trust. And then the question is, if Catherine dies, before the kids turn 18, what are these brothers going to do? Because they don't have anything, and all of her money, all of Catherine's, is going to the kids.
Yeah. Do you think there's anything to the rumors that have been floating around that the brothers are going to try to stage some sort of Michael Jackson tribute concert and kind of squeeze the last ounce of the public's appetite for Michael Jackson music out of them?
I think they will do anything they can to make money right now. I think they will do anything they can because they realize that Catherine can't take the 40% that she's getting and then give it to them when she dies. That money goes to the kids. So the clock is ticking for these brothers, and I think they're going to do anything they can do.
Hey, Harvey, before you go, did you get a chance to see the movie? I know you followed Michael Jackson for so many years. Did you go see This Is It this week?
I am dying to see it. I'm embarrassed. I have not yet seen it. I really want to. I've heard it. Have you guys seen it?
I've seen it, and I was not expecting much. I went because my wife wanted to go, and it blew me away.
That's what I've heard.
It was really, really good.
That's what I've heard.
I was surprised. It's so worth watching.
I will tell you this, that I was going to go last night, But I had a meeting last night, and if this pans out, I'm going to have something really, really quite big tomorrow.
Uh-huh, and that something quite big tomorrow is going to be...
It involves Michael Jackson.
Oh!
So we'll see.
Himself? That is huge.
Not a Krill.
Hey, if you've got Michael Jackson hidden somewhere, that's going to be a big story. I got to tell you. All right. TMZ.com is the number one entertainment website of record in the whole goddamn world. Please check your local TV listings for TMZ Television, too. It's always a lot of fun. Harvey, great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We'll see you guys.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. We got some live music from the band Silver Sun Pickups coming up later on this hour. Excuse me, later on this morning. Also, we want to talk about your Halloween disasters because that's one of those holidays that a lot of people have high expectations for. Like, I expected to be alive and breathing and sitting up and talking and eating like a normal person. None of that happened to me this weekend. And we also have a major concert announcement coming up for you in about a half an hour or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
No fun.
All right, time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. My understanding originally was that people are gay because they have sex with someone of the same sex as them. So
right.
If you're a guy, you're gay if you have sex with somebody who's a guy.
Right.
I didn't understand this.
You know how I know you're gay? Because you're going to see Michael Jackson. This is it.
Well, there are some other definitions.
Yes. Yes. And that's certainly not, if I were like trying to convince someone I was heterosexual, I don't think I would pull out the this is it card. Probably.
Right.
Right.
Probably wouldn't help me much.
But what you're saying is it doesn't automatically make you attracted to men
right.
because you bought a ticket to go see the Michael Jackson.
I hope, unless
that's
I don't
point.
Understand
but
things.
But it does put you on the bubble.
It does, I know. I know, that's absolutely true.
He shoots, he scores. Oh, no, my butt.
Oh, no, my butt. We haven't heard in a while.
Psycho Mike should redo the Mini Cooper commercial and make it the Mini Pooper. Yeah.
Go with no on that one.
I have a question. I don't know if we've ever discussed this on the air, but Kevin, you got a Mini Cooper in your family, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought your wife had
one. Uh-uh.
I've noticed that the Mini Cooper is one of those cars, because I have one, is one of those cars that people in Mini Coopers wave to each other. And I want to know where that came from and what that's all about.
They wave?
And does that happen with any other kind of automobile?
Yeah.
I imagine it does.
Harleys and stuff. Guys that ride motorcycles have like an unknown...
They all kind of wave at each other?
...camaraderie and stuff, yeah. And they look out for
each other. That's because they're going to die any minute.
Because I have the Mini Cooper, and I don't really know when somebody in another Mini Cooper comes toward me, like at a light or something like that, and they wave at me. I feel like I'm a dick if I don't wave, but I feel kind of fruity if I do wave. You know, like it puts me in a tight spot, no pun intended. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Because why am I waving at a person driving a Mini Cooper?
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, we have the same car.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah, that's dumb.
What's that about?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I'd say flip them off. I would say just put your finger up
That's
and just keep driving. That's what I do.
It's not a big island.
They probably
right?
laugh.
But don't you sense that would make the kind of person who's driving a Mini Cooper and is so positive and so hopeful and so loving and filled with kindness and joy that they wave at me and my Mini Cooper and I flip them off?
Yes.
It would destroy them.
Oh.
Wouldn't it? Yes. Doesn't it seem like it would puncture them?
I think it'd be all right, though. I think we'd live. Survival of the fittest, you know, and all that.
I just had some kombucha. And it's making me poop.
All right. Don't need...
Yeah. That's another Psycho Mike reference.
Don't need that
right?
detail.
All the poop is about Mike.
Psycho, who was the actress in here that drank that? Was Amber?
No.
Katie Cassidy, wasn't it?
Katie Cassidy.
Yeah,
Cassidy. Right.
Yeah, it's fermented tea, basically. And it doesn't sound good. Mm-hmm. This should be stopped because it is now Blovember. So I don't know how long we can keep this kind of thing alive.
Yeah, you gotta put that away for another 11 and a half months. Sorry.
Psycho Mike is out the window. Ralph Garman is in the tree. Kevin and Bean are in the closet. And Lisa May is in bed with me.
Wow. Nice. You win.
I like that one.
A long way to go.
Can't wait till next year, Ralph. Yeah!
want to give too much away, but major concert announcement coming up just after 7.
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What the hell, man? Mel 5 used to be about the music. Now it's just all bells and whistles, DJ and a keyboard. What the hell, man? Where's the love? Hey, decently, speaking of love, I want to show my...
Yeah! All right, well, that went south quick.
It did.
Man, oh man, that went quick.
Hey, it's having a beer. Kind of drunk right now, and I've got a good idea. Why can't Rocktober roll into Rockvember? And then Melfon can keep on rocking. Melfon? Melfon?
A lot of sadness over the weekend with the realization that maybe Melfon may be put on the back burner for a while.
But yeah, Rockvember?
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
It works much less than Blowvember, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Blowvember is already our favorite month anyway.
Absolutely.
And by the way, sometimes you just have to get out of the public eye and just kind of recreate things. Start from the ground up and just kind of rebuild something new. You have to dream it up all over again.
Good point.
And that other caller was right. I think Melfon went pretty far from its roots once it started getting into, you know, some of the crazy instruments. And, you know, what was the King in playing last week?
I don't even know what that was. Some kind of
Yo Gabba Gabba keyboard or something.
Yeah. We're kind of like the Black Eyed Peas, you know? We sold out for fame.
We did?
Don't you think?
Where's the fame?
I mean, well...
that's not much
of a deal.
That's
what we're trying.
Wow. That sucks. 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day, you can leave us a message. And we're going to come right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we do have tickets for you to see the advanced screening of Twilight New Moon. Before anybody else. So.
Look at me, I'm a big dog!
I'm not
Aren't
sure.
I scary?
Did you watch the first one? I don't remember that part.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, okay.
He did
and not. I haven't seen even the trailer for the second one yet, Lisa, but is this dog even housebroken, or is that why it's so
that's why it's so scary?
It's a wolf.
Oh, it poops all over your house.
It's so that's coming up. It's a world famous K-Rock right now at 6:51.
Ralph is here for the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. Ralph, remember when you used to have a football team? Remember when you used to come in on Mondays? You used to be so excited
about your
team. Oh, I
still have football team.
Yeah, he's wearing the
jersey. You're still so excited about him?
And they sure, I don't know who my team is because I can't talk about them on the air anymore, but somebody sure hung 40 points on the Giants yesterday.
Yeah, that happened.
Ouch! Yeah. Ow! I'm Eli, my butt is sore!
You can't wait for the embargo to be lifted come January 1st, 2010. Yeah, you are going to have the biggest E-A-G-L-E-S chant of all time when that finally gets here.
I'm going to talk about nothing but. For about a month.
I was thinking it's been pretty blue ballish for you this new season, I would imagine, because you've had a lot to celebrate.
40 points!
We're going to do the Showbiz Beat in a second. Do we have time? Do you mind if I squeeze in? I forgot one of the Afro calls from a couple of seconds ago.
Squeeze away,
okay,
brother.
There you go.
And this week, reaching the top of the chart is Miss Cleo with clock, with a clock, with a clock, clock, with a clock, and a clock.
Your new hit.
You mind if I play? Do we have time for that?
To smash it! I love that
contest last week where Miss Cleo was trying to give clues without using the actual words of the song.
Yeah.
And she was trying to get them to say times like these,
right?
Like Foo Fighters.
And this is how she said it without any editing.
A clock with a clock, and it's those and similar to clock.
Okay, so that happened.
Oh my God!
And then the international European dance hit.
A clock. With a clock and it's those and with a clock and it's and clock similar to clock clock with a clock.
So there you go.
I could dance that all night.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It's a clock with a clock. What the F?
I don't know.
Similar to.
Wow.
It's so fun to watch that kind of meltdown from the outside, though. I'm so
She's
used to experiencing it from the inside.
She's so lucky she has those cans.
Yeah.
Because really, what else you got going?
Oh, come on.
But seriously.
Speaking of football and movies, did you guys watch the extended first release trailer for Avatar yesterday on Fox before the first game? It's going to change the way they make movies, man. I watched it. I was like, okay.
Really?
Looks good.
It does look good, but they always say it's going to change the way they make movies.
Changing anything. Hey, look, here's some CGI people jumping. I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. Wow. And there's a guy who's blue. Okay.
What does it take for you to get excited?
Awfully realistic CGI people, though.
Yeah. okay.
Yeah.
But right? I know what you're saying. It doesn't look like something that James Cameron had to sit out 15 years waiting for the technology to catch up with his thought.
It looks earth-shattering to me.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
It's good. I think it's entertaining, but I don't think it's going to change anybody's life.
I don't know. Remember when we had James Cameron on, Kevin asked him?
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
A clock?
I'm sort of interested.
And then a clock?
Yeah, really.
Maybe Kevin's Cleo's dad.
Maybe they're related.
We've been making jokes about us. She's the female version of me.
Yeah, you guys are
separated at birth. Maybe we're twins. Who knows?
Maybe you're her avatar.
Could be.
Maybe she's walking around in your body. All right, let's talk about the movies, shall we, at the box office this weekend. Michael Jackson's This Is It was easily number one at the box office this weekend. It made $21 million over the weekend, but if you count the screenings that started on Tuesday, it's more like $33 million. Over 100-
But the emotion? Too much for Tito.
Yeah. Over $100 million worldwide, so Michael's still catching in.
I saw Too Much for Tito at the True Blast Night, by the way. They're really good.
Paranormal Activity was number two at the box office. It is now the most profitable film in movie history, by the way.
Dude.
Because it costs so little to make.
It costs about $11,000 to make.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I want to know what the filmmakers were paid by the studio that decided to pick it up and distribute it. I want to know how much they
bought it for like $1 million.
Wow. Which is still a huge profit for
those guys. Yeah, it's a good payday.
I think Paramount bought the film at some film festival for about $1 million.
Everyone wins.
By the way, if you put $11,000 or $15,000, whatever it costs, you know, against the million, you go, yeah, I'm getting out like a bandit. I'm taking that million. And then it goes on to do this.
Yeah.
But no one would have seen it
otherwise.
Nobody.
Yeah, true.
You know? So it's all about supply and demand. Law Abiding Citizen was third. Couples Retreat was fourth. And Saw 6 came in at number 5. Where the Wild Things Are, The Stepfather, Astro Boy, Amelia, and Cirque du Freak, The Vampire's Assistant, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Remember the woman, Michelle Marvin? She was married to an actor named Lee Marvin, and years ago, she was the first woman ever to sue for palimony, they called it.
Common law.
Because they were never married, but they had lived together for 6 or 7 years. And so she said, I'm still entitled to his money because I acted as if I was his wife for all those years, so I should get alimony the way a wife would, only because they weren't married. They called it palimony because they were friends.
That was
they
were pals.
Bad
they
precedent
pals.
Right there.
Not so much during the argument in court, but they used to be pals, right? She's dead.
Good.
After all that?
That's good. Just saying. It was historic. That was the first time a woman ever sued for palimony, and that started a bad precedent ever since. And so I'm glad she's dead. That's what I'm saying.
What we're saying here is if we wanted you to have our money, we'd have married you, bitch. That's what we're saying.
We would have given you the money if we wanted you to have it. And you know all that shopping you did, all that stuff you bought while you were living with me, and you're sitting your ass on the chaise lounge by the pool? Yeah, I was paying for all of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, wish you'd died sooner.
I agree.
Yeah. By the way, when the case went to trial, she never did win and never got any of his money.
She didn't?
Never.
Awesome.
No kidding.
Never got any money.
Well, they're quipping so bitter.
So I'm glad she's dead and broke.
She's broke dead for the rest of us, though, Lisa.
Yeah. I'm just saying I'm glad.
All right. I don't even let a woman come into my house anymore because I'm afraid of what she's going to sue for.
You know what she's going to sue for.
Creepy.
False imprisonment.
Grossness.
You sue for creepiness.
Felony creepiness. And trouble in paradise for Adam Lambert and his boyfriend.
Oh!
Yeah, say it's not so.
Really?
Yeah, apparently the two are close to breaking up. Adam Lambert, by the way, have you seen the cover of his new album?
Mm.
It is. No one has ever taken a gayer picture than the cover of Adam Lambert's new album.
It's funny because a lot of gay people don't feel the need to set everyone on fire with their flaming nits.
Right.
And for some reason, he is just pushing the
envelope. He's a good-looking kid, and he dresses, you know, in a very heightened
flamboyant
sense of fashion style, which is cool. But this is the gayest he's ever looked, ever in any appearance, anywhere, anytime.
Him or all gay people at any time?
Anyone.
All right.
This is the gayest picture of anyone ever.
It looks like Poison 1986 is what it looks like.
If they were
with
gay.
The makeup and everything, yeah.
Well, apparently, he and his boyfriend, Drake LeBray, are breaking up. Oh, by the way, his boyfriend has the gayest name of anyone ever in history.
That is true.
Apparently, they got into a heated argument last month. Adam just isn't that into Drake anymore, and apparently Drake freaked out after seeing Adam pick up another guy at a club, and that was when it was all
That'll
over.
Do it.
That will do it.
You had the same problem when you went to see This Is It, Kevin, with your boyfriend. Remember when you said you was picking up on some guy and you were all upset?
I wasn't my wife.
Drake LeBray.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went to see This Is It.
He probably did.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. He did. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Bobby Dahl, the bassist for Poison. Speaking of Poison,
yeah!
46 years old today. Lauren Velez, who plays the lieutenant of the cops over there on Dexter. I don't know if you're watching Dexter this season.
Boy, oh, sure.
Good this year. 45 years old today. David Schwimmer from Friends is 43. Fieldy from Korn celebrates his 40th birthday. Nelly is 35. Chris Wallach, guitarist for Death Cab for Cutie, celebrates his 34th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman, and walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and we are proud to make an announcement about you two coming back to Southern California.
Really?
How about
now,
that?
Now, wait a minute. Wasn't Ralph just in here a few minutes ago telling us that that show last weekend at the Rose Bowl was the most watched concert in U.S. history?
Yeah, the highest attended, yeah. People.
And they're not done yet.
No.
They got more people they want to play for in Southern California. That's what you're telling me.
Well, I'm sure they do.
They're playing stadiums, and I was surprised that they didn't play more than one night at the Rose Bowl because they could, of course, do really well with that. But apparently, they since they're doing outdoor stadiums, they don't want to play during the Christmas or over the winter season.
Okay.
So sure. They are actually going to resume their tour next year. And June 6th, 2010 is when they're coming to Angel Stadium.
And then okay. Is this it?
I don't know if this is it. So okay. June 6, 2010. Tickets go on sale next Monday, a week from today at 10 a.m. And you can win tickets right here on the world-famous K-Rock all week long.
Very cool.
As a matter of fact, we're going to give you two tickets for next June, so you'll have your plans far in advance between now and the end of this morning's program. So two tickets this morning. Tickets go on sale Monday morning at 10 from the world-famous K-Rock. It's 7:06. It is one of the juiciest divorces that I've seen come along in a while. Look, it's always sad when people break up, but how much fun is it to be on the sidelines and watch some of the stuff that really, really rich people get to fight over?
Oh, yeah. I guess it's really fun, but if you're a sports fan, and especially if you're a fan of that sports team, you don't really want that team to kind of be what's being fought over. And the owners of the Dodgers, Frank McCourt and Jamie McCourt, have been married for a little while. He put her in as the president of the Dodgers, which mm-hmm. seems like that could have been a problem from the beginning.
Yeah.
And now they're fighting for pretty much the team and everything else for the divorce. Now, she's asking for $320,000 per month.
Woman's got to live.
If she's reinstated as president of the Dodgers. If not, she'd like $487,000 a month. In addition to that, that is extra to this following list. She wants 5-star hotel accommodations, unlimited travel expenses with a private plane, unlimited.
Dude, private plane.
Wow.
Business. I hope to marry Frank McCourt next if this is the deal you get.
She wants business dinners 5 nights per week, business lunches 5 days per week. She wants parking spots at the stadium to watch the Dodgers. She wants flowers in her office at all time. She wants Dodger Legends to be available for whatever event she says without charge.
Now, what's that about? Hey, get Fernando Valenzuela over here. I need to get my lawn cut.
Provision of Dodgers autographed items is requested for use in business and charitable activities. Hair and makeup for Dodgers events. Access to team doctors.
Huh.
I think she wants to pitch as well.
It sounds like it.
Access to the owner's suite for home games and non-baseball events at the stadium. Tickets to the All-Star games, playoff games, even if the Dodgers aren't in it. A pass to the National League games. She wants pretty much all.
She wants it to be as though she didn't get divorced. She wants everything that she had they were together.
And this is ugly. This is ugly. So what we thought we would do is try to get the kids on the phone and see if we can work through this.
They have children, too?
No. Sorry. Frank and Jamie are on the phone. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
So, Mrs. McCourt, I mean, we haven't heard very much from you beyond what's been reported in the newspapers. Is this list accurate of the things that you're asking your husband for in the event of a divorce?
Yes, it is. And I appreciate you reading everything that I need. And clearly, you guys are correct. It is totally outrageous because I have reduced it because of the recession. But thank you for being
on my side
and realizing what I actually should have and that it should be much more.
You're asking for almost $500,000 a year in addition to that list that I just read.
No, well, a month.
A month.
Times are tough. You know, normally it would probably be about $1 million, but I'm considering what the economy, you know, how the economy's doing.
Wow.
And I'm trying to be fair here, and I appreciate you recognizing that. Thank you.
Okay. That's not what we're saying at all, Mrs. McCourt, but what about your husband's claim that you're, in fact, having an affair with your driver, and that's why he wants to get a divorce, because you and this Jeff guy have been more than just colleagues?
Well, I don't know who this Jeff guy is, but that is not true at all.
Your longtime driver?
Kevin and Bean.
Yes.
Could you please tell Agatha Christie on the other end of this phone that I have conclusive evidence that she has been having a romantic relationship with Mr. Jeff?
All right. Jamie, Frank says that he has proof.
Mm-hmm. Kevin and Bean, if you could tell Mr. McCourt that besides the list I have, I also have another list of demands, things that I didn't have a chance to, you know, have officially filed in court, but if we could just go over them now, I would definitely appreciate it.
Kevin and Bean, if you could please repeat to Smelly Furtado on the other line that I don't... really, I'm not really aware of her demands because I'm too busy banging hot 19-year-old gymnasts.
Look, just saying, guys, just so you know, you're both on the phone, so you could actually speak to each other.
That's good to know, but I'm not referring to, talking to, or even speaking of the John Cougar Melon Tramp on the other line.
Okay, all right.
All right, listen, we don't want this to turn ugly, but Mrs. McCourt, you're saying there are even more demands than the ones that we've already read?
Yes, Bean, if you could let Mr. McCourt... if you could let him know that I need all of the mani wigs, that I would like the dreadlocks.
All of the mani wigs?
Yes, I need those. Those are mine.
Well, you're a 60-year-old woman. What are you going to do with a mani wig?
I designed those, and they are quite fashionable, and I believe that I could oversee the wigs better than Frank.
Okay, but can't you buy wigs with $500,000 a month?
They're my wigs, Kevin. Whose team are you on? What do you not understand? I want the wigs.
Okay.
Okay, but now Kevin and Bean, can you see how irrational Horman Rockwell is?
Well,
I don't think the name calling is
it
really.
It does seem quite like maybe she's asking for a little too much, just to kind of get you back.
Let her know. Let
she can hear you.
Let Lucy McBigbush know that she's more than I'm more than happy to give her the mani wig.
Okay,
I'm just happy to have control of. The remote control in my own home, and I can watch a TV show for a half hour without her blah, blah, blah in my ear all the goddamn time.
I don't think this is necessarily constructive.
Lisa?
Yes?
Can you let Mr. McCourt know that I also need Casey Blake's beard? That belongs to me.
Casey Blake's
now,
beard?
Yes, goddamn ridiculous.
Beard belong to
I want it.
Well,
she wants Casey Blake's beard.
All right, well.
All right, can you, Lisa May, can you please let Slutty Epson know that that's fine? I will shave off Mr. Blake's beard and give it to her in a plastic bag if she'd like, because I'm just happy to finally buy the 1972 Camaro that I've always wanted that you'd never let me buy, you dirty, filthy whore.
Wow.
Okay, now we're getting to the heart of the matter.
Can you let Mr. McCourt know that I also need Farmer John and Randy Newman?
The actual people?
Yeah, okay, I want Farmer John and Randy Newman.
Okay.
Right, but those are not things that Mr. McCourt owns. He doesn't own those.
You'd be surprised what I own. But please let her know, Kevin and Bean, that I'm willing to give her whatever she wants, but I'm keeping Manny. I discovered that retard, and I brought him here to Los Angeles, and I'm going to keep him.
Well, he wasn't exactly a secret when you brought him. Yeah. But
right. He had already won a World Series. I mean, the guy was a pretty – I mean, that's why you paid so much for him, is because he was one of the best players in baseball. All right.
Jamie, is that okay with you that Frank gets Manny?
Yes, he can have Manny. Okay. I just want dots. I want the dots.
The goddamn ice cream?
Yes,
from
I want the ice cream
from the concession stand at Dodger Stadium?
I want the dots.
By the way, the dots are pretty good.
See? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. All right, Frank, the dots.
The dots?
Give me the dots, Frank.
I'm willing to pot. Will you please, Kevin and Bean, will you please let Trampy Von Horenstein know that she can have the dots?
Okay, you can have the dots.
Okay,
Jamie.
Somewhere now. Right,
making progress.
I say, why don't we leave it there? Because I'm actually feeling pretty good about they almost talked to each other, and I think something was exchanged here. This is outstanding news.
I'm just surprised that there's no echo over the phone line from how much damage I did to her downstairs. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We took a call first thing today when we came on the air. We were just briefly recapping how everybody's Halloween was, and a guy called up, and what was the deal? Shooting broke out at his party, or what was he telling us?
Drive-by shooting. Yeah, and that seems like that's, you know, you're at a party when that happens, you know? And the thing about the holidays is that you always have such high expectations, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving, you know, the family or Christmas, whatever, the New Year's Eve. The bigger the holiday, the more that you put into it, the more can go wrong.
Yeah, you're planning your costume and who you're going to go with and where you're going to go, and it sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
So we're going to take your calls of Halloween disasters. We did have a Kevin and Bean party not too long ago where Orgy was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, was there, and one of the hangers-on for Orgy, a friend of the band, I don't know. They were going to the bathroom and someone cut or somebody got upset for some reason. I don't know. Hit our sports guy over the head with a bottle. And not one of those like, you know, breakaway make-believe bottles.
Whoa.
An actual beer bottle. And then there was blood all over the floor and everybody's like, what do we do? And he has head
first, everybody was like, hey, great costume money.
Right.
With the fake blood.
Then we realized it was real, so then we started asking the band what was going on, and they said, oh, we don't know. We don't know anything about it. And they were hiding their friend, and we got really angry, and it was fun. I got to be honest.
Good story.
It was some good times right there. But usually, you know, when you put that much work into dressing up, and then, you know, usually at Halloween parties, you know, there's perhaps some drinking, some adult beverages.
And I was scouring the internet a little bit this morning for some ill-advised costume ideas, because somebody oftentimes will get in trouble. The only one I was able to find this year is apparently one of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders went to a Halloween party on Saturday night. And I wish I'd known about this before yesterday's game when I was watching to see if she was, in fact, allowed to play. Because the Seahawks certainly didn't show up to play, so maybe I didn't know if the Cowboys did or not. The Cowboys cheerleaders did. But her name was Whitney, and she decided to her Halloween costume involved her being in blackface. And apparently the team was not pleased when pictures of that got out.
That always goes well.
I know. Nothing's funnier. Hey, I was Kanye West for Halloween one year.
You were?
I can appreciate the look.
Yeah.
But so I wasn't able to find it. I saw a couple of random shootings at various Halloween parties around the country, but nothing really spectacular. But I guarantee the Kevin and Bean listeners will not let us down on this one. Because when there's a big, big party with lots of drinking involved and lots of crazy costumes and people doing weird things, especially on a Saturday night, a long Saturday night with the time change, I know there's people out there who had disastrous Halloweens, and that's what excites me.
Some type of fighting or police called. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of signs when you know, okay, this party is really happening now. So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's squeeze in one here. This is Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hey, man. So I'm at a party, and I thought that I could be the best costume ever, real harmless, and be Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I kind of get hammered, kind of. And
hammered is an extreme word. You don't kind of get hammered. You kind of get drunk.
I chugged a bottle with a friend, and after which we killed a Bacardi Limon in about half hour.
All right.
So, I think hammered kind of describes
scratch,
the state of mind.
Kind of, and let's go right with hammered.
You got hammered.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Anyways, so I'm in this Oscar the Grouch costume. Think it's, you know, real playful and everything, good costume. My green body paint is smearing everywhere because I can't stand straight, and I'm, like, leaning on crap, and everything's green.
So everywhere you go, you're leaving a green stain.
Nice. That's what we're looking for.
All right.
Yeah, well, the people whose house I'm at, they are pissed off. They are pissed off.
Yeah.
They don't like me. And so after a while of them yelling at me and everything and sending me outside, they say I can take a shower. So I take a shower. I come out of the shower. All of my costume is gone. Everything.
No.
So you didn't have clothes either then?
You don't understand. I had to walk around the party yelling, like basically yelling for clothes. Butt naked for about 10-15 minutes.
Oh, that's the best.
By the way, your friends did the right thing by taking your costume out of there while you were in the shower.
I agree.
That's classic.
Nothing funnier than that.
Friends, I don't know these people.
It's even better.
Even better.
Well, that's what you get for smearing your green all over their walls, dude.
They did the right thing. I find that funny.
I was trying to be a cool house guest and take a shower, and that's what I get.
So
next time, I'm just greening that place up.
Yeah, sure.
That's awesome.
Sure.
Thanks
you
got to
get revenge on them for being upset that you got green all over their house. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We've got a bunch of calls on hold, and we'll get to those. We're talking about Halloween disaster stories. Let's begin with Brian. Hi, Brian.
How's it going?
Good.
Kevin Bean, May.
Hello.
What happened, dude?
So, Rob Zombie played the K-Rock Fest event Saturday night over at the Palladium.
Right.
And my a good friend of mine who usually does the event security, you know, the guys in the yellow shirts that stand behind the guardrail.
Right.
He said, hey, let's try to get into this event because he wasn't working Saturday. Really had nothing to do, a bunch of dumb house parties going on. So we thought it was a good idea if we dressed up as event security because he's got some extra shirts and the black pants and all that.
Sure.
So we go to the Palladium. We get into the Palladium for free. It all works out.
Nice.
He knows a couple of people that work behind the bar. So, you know, the thing that kind of gave it away was we're going to the bar. We're getting drunk. We're having a good time. Going backstage, finding girls, bringing them backstage. it was great. We were really working the security thing. And then we'd go behind the guardrail, stand behind the guardrail. He'd high-five a couple of his friends that kind of knew what was up. But his boss was working, so we were trying to duck him. And then, you know, I tie one on. I'm wearing the security shirt. Rob Zombie comes out and plays. I jump into the mosh pit.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to pit with the security shirt on. I think that kind of blew our cover. I was a little too drunk, and he told me to stay away from the pit, but I ended up doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And he's coming into the pit to get me out from one side, and guess who's coming through the other side?
the real... all his supervisor, the security crew,
yeah.
And we got put on blast in front of the whole concert. The security guys dancing in the mosh pit. They didn't know if we were working or what the deal was. And his supervisor comes up behind him and grabs him.
Normally, and, step one of trying to get away with sneaking into an event is that don't stand out.
Don't call attention to yourself.
Right. So it sounded like a great plan, but then once you started getting drunk and starting to mosh and everything, then you're in trouble.
And you, your call doesn't even qualify as a sucky Halloween because you got a free Rob Zombie concert out of it and got your load on and had a great time until you got thrown out. I think your night was basically a win, Brian.
My night was a win, but unfortunately, he's going to get fired today from his boss. So.
Oh, right.
I'm just waiting for that phone call, and he's been doing it for about 6 years, and he's actually been moving up. He's been running events. He does the house.
Good. Oh, no, that's man. Good. And he's not the one that was the trouble.
No.
All right.
Well done.
After that, I went to the bar and started time one on. And, you know, once I take a couple of those free shots of Jagermeister and give them away with the 12-ounce beers, it's all over.
You're a hell of a friend.
Yeah. I got one thing about the November deal.
The
November, I think we should call it Hovember.
Hovember is fine, too. I like that. All right.
It's good. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Let's jump down to line 7. We've got Laura calling on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about disastrous Halloweens this weekend. Hey, Laura, welcome. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so for this past Halloween, we went down to Hollywood. After a fun night of partying, we go back to the hotel room, me and my friend, and we get to the room, and we have no key.
You lost your key.
So we're banging on the door because we know our friends had to be in there. We're banging. Nobody's answering. So
that's because they were banging.
I'm pretty sure they were.
Yeah.
After a couple of hours in the hallway. Yes, a couple of hours in the hallway, and people walking by calling us hookers because we sure did look like hookers that night.
Yeah.
Basically, we're freezing. 6 a.m, my friend opens up the door. Hey, what are you guys doing out here?
So basically, you just had to spend the night in the hallway out in front of the room.
Yes, the hallway out in the front of the room. But our friends were in there the whole time.
Yeah, they did.
So what did they say they were doing?
They just fell asleep. We're banging on there, and you could hear us. So I'm not sure what they were doing, but yeah, we didn't have a very fun night.
They were laughing, and they were looking through that little peephole and laughing.
Hey, so this room wasn't in your name. You couldn't go down to the desk and get your key or anything.
No, it was not.
If you'd have played your cards right, when people were walking down the hallway and they were, you know, thinking that you were a prostitute, you should have said yes, and then you could have gone to one of the rooms.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't think I'm willing to pay up, though.
You got to work it.
Hey, keep sleeping in the hall.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Wow. Let's try Chris, line 4, disastrous Halloween weekend story. Silverson Pickups in about 20 minutes live here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hi, Chris, you're on the air. What happened?
All right, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let me tell you about my horrible weekend. The other night, Halloween night, me and like a few friends, we decided to get a party bus, and we actually wanted a limousine first, and then this guy was like, "Oh, I'll give you the same deal for like this huge party bus," and like he's like, "You got to see it." He sends me pictures of it.
See, that's a good idea because you don't have to worry about drinking and driving.
Yeah, it seems like a great idea.
I figured everybody puts in like a little bit of cash, and
we're
cruising around, club hopping, whatever. So I was like, I don't know. I was like, usually party buses are really like ugly looking. They're like airport shuttles. But they're really nice on the inside.
Right.
And we're all about how we look growing up being retarded.
Sure.
So,
okay.
I get an email back. He's like, no, we got this really cool bus. Check it out. He emailed me pictures of it. And it's like the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's like a really retro looking tour bus almost. It's all black, cool looking. I was like, you know what? Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that. So,
all right, you got to get to the part where it went south.
All right. So
we're 4 minutes into the story. He hasn't even gotten in the car yet.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Basically, the bus gets there. It's the biggest pile of crap. It's the wrong one.
It's not that.
It looks like a city transit bus.
Good.
It has little wires that you pull on it when you want to get off.
Sure.
And it has the two blowout speakers on it. It was just a pile of crap. And then we get there. We're having a good old time. A buddy of mine gets in a fight. We all have to leave, like all of us, because they know we all came in this stupid, ugly bus, and they make literally all of us leave. So we're outside waiting for like an hour and a half for the damn driver to come back, and then we get back on this bus, and like the speakers are completely blown now, so we can't listen to the radio. So it's just all quiet and awkward the way home.
Good.
Everybody's pissed off at each other and drunk. And then when we're getting off the freeway, he runs over something, and the back tire pops.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
So then you had to pull over and wait for somebody to come help you fix it?
Well, we were waiting for like a good 45 minutes for like their company's tow company or whatever mechanic to come out. And a lot of people just started saying screw it and like calling their friends to come pick them up. And we're in Long Beach.
Good times.
And it was just a freaking disaster.
That's what you want. You want the thing to break down, everybody start fighting, and then call their own rides.
That's right. That's a happy, successful Halloween evening right there. Well done.
Thank you for the
good
call.
Job.
All right, let's do Summer, who has a hell of a story. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Halloween gone bad.
Okay, so this Halloween, I was at a party with a bunch of my friends. I was the designated driver. My boyfriend ended up getting so trashed on Jack Daniels that he completely passed out after crying on me.
Crying?
And telling me, crying.
And telling you what?
And telling me that he missed his ex.
That he missed his ex?
Yes, crying at me. I miss my ex-girlfriend, but Summer, I really love you. And
Summer, I miss my girlfriend.
Man.
What did you do when he said that?
I was just like, you're so drunk, sweetheart. But let's go home. But then he threw up and then tried to kiss me.
Hey!
Oh, that's
right.
A great combination.
Yes.
And then he passed out so hardcore that we couldn't get him up. I had to have, like, three big guys pick him up and put him in my car.
That's a little worrisome, actually.
Wow, you put him in your car and then took him home and took care of him?
Well, not even that. Okay, so on the way to the car, he threw up on me.
Yes!
Up over my back.
Yes! Again, that's when you know you're having a party.
Oh, yeah. And then the best part is, after I finally, I couldn't take him home, so I took him to my house. I had to literally drag him out of my back seat, and I'm like 120 pounds, and he's like 180,
right?
At least.
So his head's hitting the door, and his arm, his shoulder hits the ground, and you're just dragging him?
Yeah, I dragged him out of my car. He finally woke up. I got him into my garage, and there was no way he was going into my bedroom. Left him on the futon, took all his clothes off because he was covered in vomit.
Oh,
nice.
Nice. Hosed everything off on my front lawn in my shoes with just a pair of nylons on because he'd thrown up on me, too.
This is a nightmare.
That's a beautiful visual.
By the way, you're a pretty good girlfriend if he's telling you that he misses his ex before all of that throwing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't even know. He has some serious hardcore issues.
Yeah, you think?
I'm done.
Really? He sounds pretty normal to me. Pretty level-headed.
Sounds like a prize.
Thank you, Summer. You don't want to get thrown up on, right?
Man.
I mean, that seems
That's
bad.
That's the grossest.
Let's go to...
She went above and beyond the Call of Duty. I mean, that dude's the living hangover. Come on.
Let's go to Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hey.
Hey.
I live in Orange County, and I went to a party with my friend and one of his friends. And when we get there, everything's going good. We're all just drinking or whatever. And then they decide they want to go out to my car and get some more beer. So I give them the keys, and then they take off.
Oh, the language.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I just want my car back, you know?
Yeah.
So they leave, and I keep calling him, and one guy's so, like, blacked out. He doesn't even know where he is. He's talking about going home. I guess they're on their way to L.A. And they get back at, like, 5 in the morning, and I'm freaking out still. And they spilled nacho chili cheese fries all over my car. One of them, I guess they were fighting. One of them punched through my windshield.
Oh, my God.
You roll with winners, my friend.
My friend says, well, we can just leave my friend here if you take me to your house and you sleep with me. And I was like, are you kidding me right now?
That's...
And he's like, just do it. Just do it.
Don't be so tight.
I just left them both there. One of them lived in L.A. One of them lived in Riverside. And I just left them both in Orange County.
Wow.
I don't blame you.
Good time.
Come on. You got to get it up for the friend trying to make that happen after all that.
Oh, my God.
Stole the car, ruined it, and wanted to sleep with you.
Yeah.
Balls of steel. Do it.
He's the best. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 5 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Hey! You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. All of Kevin's boyfriends coming in on the show this week. We'll talk to Landon Donovan from the Los Angeles Galaxy on Wednesday. We'll talk to Luke Robitaille, Kevin, on Thursday.
That's what I'm talking about. Finally, some real sports.
Yeah. And your ex, Adam Carolla, he'll be here Friday. So we got, it's a walk through Kevin's past coming up on this week's Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph has the showbiz beat for a Monday. What's going on?
And Landon Donovan plays which
professional
sport? He would
sport?
Be playing soccer.
Yes.
Oh. For the Galaxy and for the U.S. team in the World Cup.
That's great. They yes. should do that in America sometime. They should try that
they,
in America.
Turns out they do.
Really?
Yeah, they're in the playoffs. Went on Sunday, yesterday.
Well, everyone's talking
Good
about
times.
It.
You're I know. Right. I know.
It's can't avoid it. You can't avoid soccer playoff talk.
Everywhere we go.
You go in the street, people are stopping you. Every coffee shop
I hear you.
Has go... Flamebirds.
Galaxy?
Galaxy?
Yeah.
He is near the top of the list of the best American soccer players of all time, right,
Yes,
Kevin?
That's correct.
Yeah, but really, how long is that list? There's like three guys on it.
It's more than three, but probably not more than five. Okay, back.
That's what I'm saying. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? This is it. Michael Jackson, this is it.
And it's this will be it. This is it. This is when it. I say this is it, it really means this is it.
This is it.
This is it. I mean, this is really this is it. This is the final.
This is it.
The final curtain call. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Okay. All right. I think we're clear.
And its debut made about $33 million this weekend. So,
but the emotion? Too much for Tito.
It was. Too much for Tito. Paranormal Activity was number 2 at the box office. Then Law Abiding Citizen, Couples Retreat, and Saw 6 rounding out the top 5. Followed by Where the Wild Things Are, The Stepfather, Astro Boy, Amelia, and Cirque du Freak, The Vampire's Assistant was number 10 at the box office this weekend. It's funny how a little time can change things. Remember how excited I was when Ashley Simpson Wentz got her ass kicked off of Melrose Place because she can't act?
Yeah, that was last week.
It sure was.
Yeah.
What?
Here's the funny thing. Jessica Simpson, her sister, who is equally untalented in the acting department, by the way.
Yeah.
And singing as well.
Was tweeting just a few days before Ashley was fired from that show.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, everyone, watch my sis on Melrose Place tonight. Right? This is before Ashley was fired.
Right.
Then Ashley gets fired. Now Jessica has tweeted, catching up on Melrose Place. Who writes this crap?
Oh, no.
I've had bad scripts to work with, but this? Thank God my sister is amazing and got you some press, Melrose Place.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta be effing kidding me.
She's spectacular.
By the way, had some bad scripts to work with? None of the scripts you had to work with, Jessica Simpson, were as bad as your acting. Yeah, trust me.
That's true.
And so apparently she's unleashing her fury on Melrose Place. How dare you fire her super talented sister?
How will that show make it if Jessica has turned on it? You know?
Man.
She might be worse than Ashley. Honestly.
Oh, I think so too.
I actually watched that.
Jessica, worse actress than Ashley?
I watched that Blonde and Dangerous. That yeah. one that was she, it was like a Private Benjamin kind of
right,
ripoff.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It was on cable
Private
this weekend.
Valentine or Major Valentine or something, wasn't it?
Blonde and Dangerous, I think.
Oh, that was
something, I don't know.
She's also a super, super bad singer as well.
She so is. Yes.
Can't act or sing.
Yeah. No, they both got it going on. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Like, she does the dumb blonde thing and can't do that right. And that seems natural.
Yeah. Speaking of good television, TNT has announced they're bringing back Southland, the wildly entertaining,
I like that show.
Critically acclaimed cop drama that NBC couldn't see fit to keep around because they were too busy playing Jay Leno every night. So TNT has picked it up. They're going to play all the original 7 episodes that were aired of the first season, as well as the 6 episodes of Southland that were shot for the second season that we haven't seen yet. And then if all things go well, they will be ordering more. So.
Excellent.
See, I don't get this NBC at all, because Southland, they cancel basically before the second season begins to air, the second run of shows.
Right.
Trauma sucked from day one.
That's right.
Canceled that, but keeping it on the air.
Oh,
still
yeah.
playing them.
They're playing all the traumas off. You will
and,
see every trauma.
Nobody likes trauma, yet Southland
you're gonna watch
huge,
it.
Huge
oh.
critical.
You're watching. You're watching. You're watching trauma. Oh, don't get us started. We'll come to your house.
You'll watch it and like it.
We will make you watch. Eat your vegetables. Yeah, they're in rough shape. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? And Ricky Schroeder, little Ricky Schroeder. Remember
yeah!
him from Silver Spoon?
Yes.
That's too much enthusiasm for Ricky Schroeder.
We are face to face.
Psycho McGloves, Silver Spoon.
That's great, but that was still too much enthusiasm. All right.
Two of a kind.
hey, Mike.
I really wish you'd learn to filter your thoughts a little bit better. That'd be really helpful.
Yeah. Ricky grew up to become Rick Schroeder and became one of the co-stars of NYPD Blue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then he left that show, and he works from time to time. Apparently, he and his family are looking to leave the United States.
Okay.
The whole country.
Wow,
huh?
What are we going to do without him?
Wait till you hear the reason.
Okay.
Now, the National Enquirer says that his oldest son, Holden, nearly died after a brutal dirt bike racing accident last year. And Rick and his longtime wife, Andrea, have been shaken to the core. The word is they've decided to move everyone to Spain.
But...
because
they have dirt in Spain, though.
And kicked his son's ass.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it his son's fault for riding a motorcycle?
Yes.
Poorly?
I don't get the connection either, but apparently they're moving to Spain.
What's up with that?
Well, huh. I ain't never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music.
File
in the file.
Now.
God. Even you, as you were saying, you knew it was bad.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, that was bad.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bobby Dahl of Poison is 46 years old today. You don't have to put it in the file. Just take it back now. We'll just say it. What?
It's more
Why
fun.
Why even bother?
More fun.
All right. Lauren Velez from Dexter is 45 years old today. David Schwimmer is 43. Fieldy from Korn celebrates his 40th birthday. Nelly is 35 today. And Chris Wall, a guitarist for Death Cab for Cutie, celebrates his 34th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Hey, we know those dudes. Come on.
We should have them in.
Yeah.
You know? I like
that's
that.
A
well, how
idea.
About Brian and Nikki right me. Now what? In what? The studio from Silver Sun Magical. Pickups? How about that? Magical. Hi, you guys.
Oh, hi. Amazing. How are you? You guys look good.
So do you.
Bean, you're looking amazing.
You guys look good. You look lied.
Bean, you look taller.
Taller than you would think, right?
I'm just sitting up in my chair.
That's good.
First of all, great to see you guys again. What a summer you had since the last time we saw you. You guys have been go.
Yeah. I think
you've been everywhere and you've done everything.
It's actually nice to come back in here because it sort of was bookended.
Yeah.
We're
like
back in Los Angeles again. And
what are highlights that stick out in your mind? I mean, you had so many big shows, you know, doing Lollapalooza and things that. I mean,
That
so many things. What
did
you look back
fires.
On and go, wow.
LA Fires were a highlight.
Yes.
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Good times.
You know, we were glad to be here. We were here for a couple of days and we were glad to have lived through that. Yeah.
To enjoy the smoke.
I love the natural disasters.
Came here and just inhaled deeply.
I feel sad if we were gone, you know.
Sure. You don't want to miss it.
It's
exciting.
It's a group experience.
Yeah. I remember, you know, the remember very topical. 94 earthquake.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, sure. Really very topical stuff.
Were you here for that as well?
I was spending the night at my friend's house in Northridge.
Oh,
excellent.
Nice.
All right.
And his dad was, or I think is, I don't want to think ill, but I think he was a dance instructor, so he put mirrors everywhere.
Oh.
And so I remember going to sleep on my friend's couch and waking up and seeing myself. And falling back down.
In pieces.
It picked me up and threw me against the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty insane.
Oh, you're not a storm chaser, are you? I mean, you don't go.
I guess we are.
No. Yeah,
we really love it.
There's a tornado. We got to get to Oklahoma right away.
I know those storm chasers. I just saw.
We just saw that movie.
We saw Twister.
That topical movie.
Wow, this is going to be very, very. Kids really pay attention. This is a history
lesson. What year did you guys fly in from this morning?
Yeah, you guys don't know what it's like in America right now, I'm telling you. It's nice to be back in 2009. So, no, we went and saw Twister. At this movie theater in Toledo. No,
okay.
just kidding. It was on cable. There's a line.
On cable?
And you know, this whole... and I saw a storm chaser TV show. And I, you know, I just can't find the drama in it. You know, because I'm like, well, you're chasing storms.
That's because
you
do it for real life.
Because you're chasing storms. You know?
Right, don't do that.
Like,
and then
you won't. Well, no.
You're going towards
it. You know?
You saw the story of the balloon boy.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently used to have his kids sleep in their clothes in case there was a storm so that they could jump and run and go see it.
Wow.
Yeah, that seems bad.
That and who'd have thought it all?
They're like the kid version of you.
Yeah, pretty much. That balloon. That was a sad day.
Oh, that was the best. Are you kidding?
That was the best.
Everybody was 1,000% concerned, and then like that, 1,000% angry.
It was literally like
we were
that.
In the bus. It was in Toronto.
We were in Toronto. So we were with a bunch of Canadians,
set.
And they're like, "You Americans with your kids in wells."
You're wacky.
Now they're airborne. And I think Canada had a bunch of like rockets ready just in case it flew up in a Canadian airspace.
Sure.
Like,
we're
blowing
that
thing down.
Sweet. So I get the impression, based on how all over the map your story is, that that's essentially what you've been doing is touring the continent since the last time we saw you.
Yeah.
We just got back from New Orleans yesterday.
We were in New Orleans for
Festival?
Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Awesome. Tell us about that. You'd never been to New Orleans before, I heard.
Never, no. And I've been there.
What'd you think?
We've been there personally, but not as a band. And
right.
It was incredible. I mean, I guess Halloween really is the time. I mean, they don't take it seriously there. That's the thing. There's just not enough people dressed up and walking around. Yeah. Bars close at like 1 a.m. and there's nowhere to eat.
Nowhere to drink.
It's really bad.
That is the problem with New Orleans.
I did think, though, you know, they have those really goofy drinks called Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just kept thinking, too soon, guys.
Yeah.
Too
soon, I don't think it's a joke. I haven't had those for a while.
I know.
They actually had those before Katrina.
Come on. Didn't they change like the Washington Bullets to the Wizards? I mean,
well. All right. I can see that.
Can we just call it a Midori Sour and end there?
What is happening right now?
I don't know, but we're going to take this interview and then we're going to diagram it with footnotes for the listeners so they get any of the references that you've made.
Is this live or are we repeating for the late 90s?
This is recorded.
It's recorded. Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that. All right.
This is recorded.
Yeah, those are like Washington Bullets, man. There's something else.
It's like Dennis Miller when he was doing that.
You guys are looking forward to being on the road for another 10 years so you can see this year's movies.
I can't wait to see this year's
on the
movies.
Bus.
We saw Jennifer's Body.
Okay,
that's worth it.
That
came out this year, right?
And?
Yeah, I think something topical.
And?
Yeah, that was a movie, yeah.
Yes, it was a movie.
That was a movie.
District 9, yeah. Okay. Wow, you guys are up on
Nick,
some stuff.
You're going to go see movies.
Yeah.
That's what you've been doing. It's
while you're watching Balloon Boy.
I was glued to Balloon Boy while you were going to museums and movies, and I think I won.
I do too. Ultimately more interesting.
Because you knew the ending, and we didn't.
Tanya, that's
the real deal. Yeah.
How do you guys travel? You in a bus?
Yeah.
We're in a bus.
What's that like?
It is
confining.
I mean, has it become home to you? Do you actually miss it now when you're not in the bus, or is it something you hate and you dread every time you've got to start up another leg of the tour?
Too soon to talk about it since we just left.
Yeah, you know what? I don't miss it at all. Do you, Nikki?
Yeah, not yet.
You know, you enjoy it and you get kind of excited and you jump on the couch.
Here's what you do.
The refrigerator door twice. Like, look at this, a fridge, and wow, there's a bathroom. And the next day you maybe do it once and then you slowly start
Here's
to
what
hate
you
it.
Do is you go back out on tour in a van. And then
that's how we rolled in today.
And you know, last time we were in a van, we were actually quite excited because there was a hotel. I'm like, wow, this is kind of nice.
What's the furthest you've had to go between cities to play in the bus or the van? Like you get off the gig, it's 1 a.m. and you go, all right, guys, we've got 900 miles. We got to go to play tomorrow night.
There was a snowstorm in Texas once, and then we had a drive to Portland.
In the bus
From Texas?
We put in the address in the GPS, and we were already late to it when we started out. It's like 28 hours.
The GPS said, F you.
Yeah.
It was already like, you're late for
recalculating.
Sound check.
Recalculating. That was a while ago when we were doing... I think we were chasing around Wolf Mother. Remember, we were in a van. They were in a bus. In a bus, you kind of don't know anything anymore. You don't know where you are. You wake up and you're trying to guess what state it is. But that was a very good example of how funny things were, because that was our first time we did David Letterman, and he taped it. It was a Monday and it was airing on Friday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So while it was airing, we were caught in a storm and trying to get from Dallas to Portland, Oregon as fast as possible and driving white knuckle, and things were sliding off and it was just crazy.
Showbiz, huh?
Yeah, it's a 36 hour drive to catch Wolf Mother, who flew, of course.
Of course.
And so,
of course they did.
Right when Letterman hit, there was a bunch of friends here in Los Angeles having parties and stuff for us, and they would call us on the phone like, yeah, it's amazing.
You guys
and we're freezing in this van like, oh my God.
Trying not to die.
You're like, you guys are doing so well. What are you doing now?
I
can't feel
in the
my
back.
Face. Yeah, we're crying.
Because they think you're big rock stars now that they've seen you on Letterman. They don't know you're just like, clinging to life.
Yeah, they're like, you're being so... Yeah, clinging to life. Yeah. Like, there's another car that just exploded.
Yeah, we saw a pickup right in front of us just sliding off the road. And we were going like 20 miles an hour.
All right, that's entertaining. Now you're getting somewhere.
Luckily, it was just Dallas to Portland.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Seems simple.
This is Silver Sun Pickups. By the way, we have Brian and Nikki in our studio today. Joe and Chris, I guess, were smart enough to sleep in, right?
They're sitting right over there.
They're just in the other room. Okay, good. You're going to be performing in a minute, and you're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Gibson Amphitheater in Universal City. This is an interesting lineup with you, Dandy Warhols. I guess there's a locals-only stage that's going to have – I love the band name of the Flying Tourbillon Orchestra. I have not heard them yet, but what a great band name that is.
That is a good one. I think Dengue Fever is playing as well.
Oh, I love them. They're so awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, tickets are, if they're available, they're at Ticketmaster.com if you want to check it out. That's going to be tomorrow night at the Gibson. And so, like I mentioned, you did...
Or the Universal Amphitheater.
Yeah, it's
weird. Yes.
I always get confused for
people. Oh, that's right. You won't start calling into the Gibson until 2020.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Give me some time, man.
But we'll give away a pair of tickets if you want to go to that show. If you want to see Silver Sun Pickups up close tomorrow night, you can call now 1-800-520-1067. And you guys are going to play a couple for us here this morning?
Yeah, you got it.
Fantastic. Sounds great.
Live music, Silver Sun Pickups, next on the Kevin and Bean.
Now I'm a little bit nervous about the Silver Sun Pickups performance, Kevin. Brian and Nikki just found out we elected a black guy president, and they are devastated.
Wait, no way, really?
Yeah. I hated to be the one to tell you, but it was in all the papers. We thought you knew.
Oh, that's insane.
All right, Silver Sun Pickups.
So Carter lost?
Come on, how about a rim shot for that?
There you go.
Gibson Amphitheater, Universal City, tomorrow night as part of the LA 101 show. Silver Sun Pickups are here. We love these guys. They are a local band made good. It's always great to have them on the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you going to play for us first here?
Substitution, it's called.
Let's do it.
It's a little song we wrote in 1975. Perching right on screen, then it's bitter and whispers chaotic things. Then the waves turn quick into bully. It's so easy to see, everyone can agree. Stop listening. Well, I know you've heard it before, but then it wasn't enough. You don't wanna be held back. Substitution. Well, I know you've seen this before. Let now another's too much. You don't want to be set back when the substitution comes. Sorry. You're a marionette. Twisting strings coming from above. It may seem too deep to recover from. There's a reason to say everyone can agree. Just let it go. Well, I know you've heard it before, but then it wasn't enough. You don't want to be held back from the substitution. Don't wanna be set back when the substitution comes. I'm sorry. Sorry. When the voices start spinning, just be aware. Life brought it. For us to share. That was pretty. That was burning for the throne. Let them show God the stone that we have to throw.
be set back when the substitution comes. Sorry.
Look at that. That's your Silver Sun Pickups live here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to Yvonne Cardoza. She just won tickets for the LA 101 show tomorrow night at the Gibson. By the way, only $25, Kevin, to see that show with all those bands tomorrow night. How sweet is that?
That is shockingly undervalued.
I'm getting me a couple tickets.
Yeah.
You guys sound so great acoustic, too.
It helps when it's really nice like it is right now. With you guys.
Yeah.
It helps with the warmth.
Yeah, sure. You can feel the warmth.
You guys give.
There's a loving moment going on right now.
I know. I'm a little sad.
I was reading in an MTV interview, I think, about you playing Rock Band. Is that true? You can't do it?
Oh, no, man, no.
It's so hard.
You know, when you got all those colors coming at you like that, it's like, where's that orange one going? Where's that orange one going? I have no idea.
People who actually have musical talent have trouble with that game. I have no musical talent. I can play pretty well.
Are you pretty good?
Well, all right.
I can get on the drums, you know, because I don't know how to play drums very well. So I can get on the drums and play really rigidly and
sure.
But when Christopher plays it, I think you want to naturally play to the song.
Right, you know? Sure. But you can't. You have to follow them.
You have to literally go. I tried a Rush song once, Difficult. And I think it's literally the drums.
Really?
There's like a gong thing you had to put on the back and think. No,
now do you have trouble with the guitar parts? Is that difficult for you?
Yeah. It's kind of hard.
Because you actually play the color and it starts.
I just don't know where that fifth color is. That's where it would be. I always thought that'd be a fun job, though. Don't you think? Like just okay. Today we have this Radiohead song, and I need it in five colors by tomorrow.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of pressure. A fifth color. What do I do with this?
Oh, my God.
Silver Sun Pickups are here performing live. You got to do another one for us?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, ready?
Now?
Okay.
I'm all set.
You all set, Nikki?
You guys all set?
Are you nervous?
A little.
Oh,
I can't hear that well.
You guys know that we're on the air, right?
Okay. Oh, okay. Awkward. One, two, three, four.
Stab in line or release the bridge, and you fall asleep with a panic switch.
Waiting, fading, floating away. Waiting, fading, floating away. Waiting, fading, floating away. Waiting, fading, floating.
That's as quickly as I've ever heard the crowd start cheering. By the way, I couldn't help but noticing Christopher on the drums was playing his leg. You guys can't get an extra drum for him?
Well, you know, economy's bad.
What's that? Budget cuts?
Budget cuts.
There were parts of the song where there were no cymbals, but he was still playing his right thigh or left thigh. Really, it looked like it was painful.
We have a lot of leg movement in this band.
You do.
We like to use all of our limbs.
Okay,
you can't see Joe has his pump organ right here. And
What are we talking about
it's
now?
It's an organ.
It's an actual organ. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about the keyboard, too, if you like. that thing is a...
It is a. It's great to have these guys home. Please go see them tomorrow night for just $25.
You guys,
Gibson Amphitheater. Yes.
Is it true that at tomorrow's show you're going to play Thriller from beginning to end? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
We can't
Except
confirm
it,
or deny it.
It's just sort of, we're interpreting it. Really, it's going to sound a lot like our song. But if you, if
they
you,
might not even recognize
if
it.
If you pay attention,
okay,
it's
right.
Thriller.
Well, you guys are the best. Again, Silverstone Pickup. The best.
Wow, the best.
You're the best.
You're
in
best.
Good mood. You're happy. You're,
we are.
You
we're
sound
so,
great.
We're so happy to be home. Like, I can't even tell you. It's just so nice to be in Los Angeles. How's Los Angeles been since we last saw you?
Well, sad without you. I mean, if that's what you're asking. We barely get by in the morning without you.
It's an empty shell of a city when you're not here.
Oh, it's so hard to be the leader. I just want you all to be happy.
You can get tickets to Ticketmaster if you'd like to go see that show. You guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Song pretty much over right there. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:45.
How awesome were the Silver Sun pickups again this time on the Kevin and Bean Show?
They're always great.
They sound so good.
Yeah. So nice.
Always
super
great.
Nice.
It's a great interview. Sometimes we have bands that sound great, but they're just boring as hell on the radio.
Right. Well, most of them are miserable at this time of the morning. That doesn't help.
So whatever.
It's the opposite of their schedule.
You're an entertainer. Dance, monkey, dance.
Coming up next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, your tickets to see U2 just announced Angel Stadium June 6th. Yeah, we're giving away tickets for a show in June is what's happening next hour. Also, how did our friend Sal Masakella do running the New York City Marathon? Remember, he was in Mouthing Off last week about how he was going to run the marathon over the weekend. We'll update you on that and talk to Sal and find out how he did. First, though, Ralph, you're going to be very excited what we have planned.
What's up? What do you got?
Well, the Wheel O' Animal Voices is up again. There are a lot of animal stories that we need to get to.
Tons.
Horrible idea.
By horrible, you mean fantastic.
No, because you'll spin it and it'll be some lame-ass animal will answer the phone and it'll be a shaky bit at best.
No,
and then everyone
about.
Goes away disappointed. Most importantly, the listeners.
We have a new story that we have to add, and I don't know whether it's going to land on this or not, because it's completely random.
Yeah, sure.
We have an angry Russian skating bear.
Uh-huh.
So
what,
we have
what about the
ice
bear?
Skating bear. What?
Oh.
It's angry.
Well,
it's angry?
You'll find out if it lands
but
on that.
Only if
angry
it lands
skating
on it.
Bear.
Yes.
You have.
Angry ice skating bear.
Okay.
That sounds worse than most.
Or better.
No.
Depending on which way
if you go. If I had met better, I would have said better. Worse.
We also have the rock-throwing elephant.
Oh.
Dumb.
We have the Russian dog girl.
Okay.
We have the attacking Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
We have the Argentinian mega colony ants.
Should we just dump that one? Because
it never seems to land on it.
I wanted to land on that.
We have the renegade kangaroo. We have the pimpin' chimps.
Renegade kangaroo.
We have the Japanese attack bear.
Wow, a lot of bears.
A lot of bears. Yeah. And of course,
by the way, a bear that attacks, not really a news story. That's what they do.
That is their nature. That's yes. True, yeah.
I mean, this thing has ice skates on it. A little bit of an interest there. But other than that, just attacking bears and take them off the list.
Spin the wheel and then we'll figure out.
Let's not do this.
Which story are we going to do?
Such a good experience with the Silver Suns pickups. We can just now just.
Are you kidding me? It landed on the Russian ice skating bear.
No way.
All right, I got it. I have to go now.
Come on, people. No, don't leave.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
Should I have played this before I spun it?
Yes, it doesn't make any sense now.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices.
All right, here is the story. A bear on ice skates attacked two people during rehearsals at a circus in Bishkek, which, of course, as you know, Kevin, is the capital of Kyrgyzstan.
Of course.
Killing one of them. The incident happened this past Thursday. The five-year-old animal killed the circus administrator Dmitry Potapov and mauled an animal trainer who was attempting to rescue him. So we asked producer Alex to line up somebody, maybe a spokesperson from the circus, I'm guessing.
Sure.
And let's find out what's going on with the angry ice skating bear. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're looking for the circus administrator.
I'm sorry he's not here. What do you want?
We saw this story in the United States about an ice skating bear killing a couple of people, I think.
Yes, that was me, Bruno.
You got... What do you mean that was you?
That was me, Bruno the bear!
Oh, you're the bear! Oh!
What? Are you stupid?
Wow, hey, whoa. Take it easy there.
Okay, steady there, Bruno. I apologize, we just, for whatever reason, inexplicably, we were not expecting a bear to answer the phone.
Hey! For brains. I am not responsible for your anticipation of what you're going to be getting, okay?
Okay, I apologize.
You called me, and now you give me bullshit.
All right. No. I know that you're a bear, and this may be tough for you to understand, but we have laws about words we're not allowed to say on the radio in this country. If you could watch your language, please.
I am Russian bear. What do I give about your laws?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Good point.
Okay. Now, according to the article that we're reading, they have no idea why you were so angry.
Oh, they have no idea. They put me on ice skates.
They did put you on ice skates. That's true.
I am bear.
You are a bear.
I am not belonging on ice skates, okay? I am belonging eating salmon in stream.
Right.
I am belonging scratching my back on tree. I am belonging female bear.
Okay.
Right.
Not on ice skates playing hockey.
Okay. Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like a good match, but
like
I guess...
I'm an Ovechkin or some thing.
Yeah. Wow. How do you know him?
He's great. He's a Russian hockey player.
How about that?
I know, stuff. I'm not stupid.
No, but you're a bear. You're a bear. I don't know
how.
Yes. All right.
A bear is not stupid animal.
No, I know, but you have TV. You watch hockey games. What?
Yes, of course I have TV. What am I? Some sort of some poor bear or something?
Look, I was under the impression you were a bear.
I am a bear.
Okay.
What? You not listen to
I
me.
I am, but most bears don't have TV. They don't keep up on. Oh, sorry. Hey, take it easy.
Okay.
Now.
I can't. Maul you to death.
Right. Yes, you have proven that, actually. You pretty much took that guy's legs off before you killed him the other night, huh?
Yeah. Now he tried to roll the ice skate so much. I think.
That's a good point.
How about you now, Drago?
So, I guess it's a tradition in the Russian circus there to teach bears how to ride motorcycles, play hockey, ice skate, do all sorts of crazy things for the crowd's entertainment, and they love it, right?
Yes. I'm doing best I can try to change tradition.
Ah, sure.
Well, that
should
work. Don't
make me ice skate, roller skate, ride the motorcycles, or now I tear your legs off.
Okay.
How about that new tradition? How about we try that for change? I am wild animal,
right,
okay?
Right.
Don't make me do stupid human tricks,
okay? I can understand that.
Were you David Letterman?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, I guess. I mean,
in retrospect, you think about it, you put a bear on ice skates, eventually he's going to get pissed. It's not what a bear wants to do,
no,
right, Bruno?
You get what you deserve. That's what I'm saying.
I got to say, I'm on your side on this one. If they're making you ice skate, you did the right thing.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Finally, someone with some common sense.
We're just impressed that you answered the phone and that you can speak English, Bruno. That's you're an amazing bear.
Well, I thank you very much, and now I have to go get out of this three-piece suit.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Is there a meeting going on with movie executives today, Ralph, trying to figure out how to squeeze another movie out of Michael Jackson?
Oh, yes. They're working already on the sequel. This is it also.
This is still
going to be called.
This time we mean it?
It's outtakes of Michael Jackson walking to and from his dressing room to the stage. Him walking.
You know, they did say that they had 80 to 100 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's to say they won't try to... You know,
I'm to say that.
Okay, all right.
I say don't.
I think they have to have used the best stuff.
I would think.
Movie,
yeah,
yeah. They got nothing left, unless they. I'm sure they will add stuff to the DVD release as well. You get some bonus footage there, and then they'll be out. But it was number one this weekend, $33 million. Since its opening on Tuesday, made it number one at the box office. Paranormal Activity made about $17 million. It was number two and is now the most successful money making film of all time. Given the fact it only cost about $15,000 to make.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Not bad at all. Law Abiding Citizen was third. Couples Retreat saw six. Where the Wild Things Are, The Stepfather, Astro Boy, Amelia, and Cirque du Freak, The Vampire's Assistant. We're rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. A lot of babies in the news today. Mel Gibson's Russian girlfriend, Oksana Grigorieva. Yeah.
Can't help you with that.
Let's call her Oksana, shall we?
Okay.
She had Mel's eighth baby last week. She didn't have all eight of them. This is the eighth of his brood. It is a daughter.
Okay.
Okay.
It is her second child, as I mentioned, his eighth. She had a son from a previous relationship with Timothy Dalton, the actor who one time played James Bond.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's got
she gets around.
Bond's kid and Mad Max's kid. She's doing pretty well for herself. Colin Farrell also has a baby boy named Henry.
Come on, he's a celebrity. That's too normal of a name for a celebrity's baby.
Well, Colin seems like a pretty down-to-earth
guy. Matter, they have a job, and that's to name their kids effed up
crazy names.
Right.
How about his middle name? Tadzeus.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, now we're talking. Better.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Henry Tadzeus Farrell.
How do you spell that?
Tadeusz.
I wonder what the story is behind that.
Well, her name is Alicia, Alicja.
Wow.
Bachleta.
Okay.
So she's
they probably know the Russian ice skating bear.
She is Slavic in some sort, some way.
All right.
So I'm guessing Tadzeus is also a Slavic in derivation.
It's a big communist name.
Is it really?
Tadzeus, yes.
The commies love that?
Uh-huh.
I see. And Jude Law still hasn't met his daughter yet.
Well, he's busy.
He is busy. He's on Broadway. He's doing Hamlet. That's a tough role.
He went from him.
He is busy, as I mentioned.
So I gotta go
on Broadway during Hamlet.
So has he met his daughter?
He's not met his daughter. He's 5 weeks old. Little Sophia has not yet met daddy, but Jude says he will absolutely step up to the plate to be a father as soon as it is convenient for him when he's not on Broadway.
That's the definition of stepping up and being a good father.
Doing Hamlet, yeah. So when she's 18, he'll come by with a big check. That's what the plan is.
Too soon.
Before I get to celebrity birthdays, I do want to mention that today is the 89th anniversary of the very first commercial radio broadcast.
Okay.
Radio, our business, boys. The industry we know and love. The very first time it was ever broadcast. The very first morning show was broadcast on this date in 1920.
Wow, all right.
How about that? KDKA was the station. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Kevin rarely talks about this, but his great-great-grandfather was the first DJ ever to do a broadcast on commercial radio. Did you know
that? Not aware of that.
Kevin's very shy about this. He doesn't like to brag, but his family has been in radio for generation after generation. And we have a little piece of tape. This is Kevin's great-great-grandfather doing the very first broadcast on KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the first commercial radio broadcast from KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jebediah Ryder. And KDKA... it's a very long-time fan. Hope you be it. Some now good time good. Music.
Come on. I didn't know that tape existed from that first broadcast.
No, they made
astonishing.
It's from a wax cylinder, an old Edison wax cylinder.
Wow.
They made it back in 1920, the very first commercial radio broadcast ever.
I'm going to have to hear that again.
Come on now.
Kevin's great-grandfather.
How are you going to treat me like that?
You can see why Kevin's family has been in the business for so long. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
So last week we talked to Sal Masekela about running in the New York City Marathon. And then we said, hey, why don't we follow up on Monday and find out how you did? Hey, Sal.
Hey, guys.
Well, you're alive. All right. You already have done better than I would have done in the marathon. How are you feeling?
I had the longest walk to the restroom this morning I've ever had in my life. I wouldn't even call it a walk. It was a hobble.
You just dragged yourself?
Yeah.
Marine style crawl across the floor.
Pretty much. But it was crazy, man.
Here's the article. Let me just read, if you don't mind, from E! News. Edward Norton took home the gold medal of the New York City Marathon today in the actors, musician, and performers category. He finished in 3 hours, 48 minutes, 1 second. And then ER's Anthony Edwards crossed the line shortly after Norton. And then singer Alanis Morissette finished. And then the Biggest Loser record breaker, Tara Costa, who lost 155 pounds, came in at about 4 hours and 23 minutes. And then...
Oh, Sal, what? You lost to a fat chick?
She's not fat. She used to be fat.
Now
she's all that. Now, Sal, what was the time you were trying to beat? You told us you were going to try and beat Diddy's time. What was that?
I was trying to be 414.
Look who's new to broadcasting and doesn't know you can't use that word. Look who's never been behind a mic before.
It sounds like Sal is just grasping for life.
I'm so sorry.
Are you alive? Are you okay? Do you need us to send some kind of a
medical team
or an ambulance or something?
Well, that's what I needed when I hit the 59th Street Bridge at mile 18, because I started cramping in ways that I didn't even know was possible.
Ouch.
My leg just fell apart.
Hitting that wall is something that people talk about all the time, and unless you experience it, you don't know what it is. What was it like? You just had a bunch of cramps?
It started out in the back of my right leg in a hamstring. It was a knot, and I tried to kick it away, and then on the same leg, I got it in my quads. So my quads and my hamstring just started knotting and firing at the same time. And then it went the other leg.
Wow!
Both legs for the last 8 miles were just cramps. So it was hell. Like, I'm not going to even lie to you guys or sugarcoat it. I cried like 3 times, like really, really good little girl cries.
And look, you got to do what you got to do.
Finished though, yeah, I'm impressed.
The fact that you had cramps and finished, like that usually sidelines me for a week. Oh, cramp! Ah!
Yeah.
There's no way I'm finishing another whatever 6 miles or whatever it was, 8 miles.
Yeah, it was something else, man. I was looking at my chart yesterday on the New York Marathon site, and I was like looking at these miles, like 9:30, 9:20. I mean, we were fine. I was like, this is the best thing ever, and they had bands on every corner and choirs and kids and everyone high-fiving you, and like, this is the breeze. This is what I dreamt of when I decided to do this 8 weeks ago. why would you even try and train 4 or 6 months suggested? We're on fire. And then
boom,
and then the bridge, I was like, oh, that's why the 50-year-old lady is passing me now.
Yeah, and the Biggest Loser chick, push you out of the way. Come on, some of us are going to finish. Get out of the way.
Get out of my way. I got some more weight to lose.
But this is interesting, because when we talked to you last week about this, Sal, we had a conversation on and then continued it off the air about how when you're training for a marathon, you never run the full 26.2. Most people run around, 18, 20 miles or something like that, and then they hope that the adrenaline kicks in on the day of the actual race and you're going to be able to carry it. But it sounds like there were some pitfalls that you just could not have predicted based on your training.
I ran the 18 weeks ago. Yeah. And I should have ran the 18 3 weeks ago. And the
right.
Your cell phone's cutting out, Sal.
Yeah, we're totally losing you here. Sal Mascella, by the way, we can hear you sort of. Yeah, you were running for your charity. I want to make sure we get this in before we do lose you. And that was stoked.org, I think, which is a mentoring organization. And your goal was to raise a bunch of money for the charity with your running this weekend. Tell us how that came out and tell us what you heard from Diddy.
We raised about $70,000.
Wow.
That's great.
And, and then I got a phone call from, a Twitter from Diddy this morning. Because he wasn't going to give us the money unless I beat his time.
Of course.
And then I got a Twitter this morning that you are a great man. I am going to double my donation for you and Stoke.org. Congratulations.
No kidding.
New York City Marathon. Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice thing for him to do. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn stand-up, man.
No kidding.
It was. All right.
It made that long walk to the bathroom a lot shorter.
I'm going to have to reconsider my opinion of Diddy.
I know.
I know. Everyone I've talked to is like, damn, they're like, I got to like Diddy now.
Don't have to like, but we certainly have to question our hate.
Right, now that you've finished it, now that you can check off on the list of things to do in your life, you've run a marathon, you've completed the New York City Marathon. Are you ever going to do that again, or is that done for life?
I'm going to do it again next year.
Wow!
Wow! Are you stupid?
Except this time I'm gonna train Ed Norton style. So I'll just be next to him, going what?
While you're running, you're gonna be mouthing off to him, dude. Yeah, 3 hours.
You know what? At least if I can beat Alanis Morissette and the Biggest Loser chick.
Right. I mean, there's certain
that's progress. There you go. There you go.
Most people would look at it and go, well, "Yeah, I finished a marathon." You finished a marathon in about 5 hours, but then you still got those other people that are running faster than you. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, and you know, Alanis Morissette ran a marathon 3 weeks ago. I found out, so then I didn't feel so bad. And all those other people, they trained. And
yeah,
you can be as athletic as you want if you don't train. You will find out about yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sal, listen, I know we've been kidding around and stuff. You've got nothing to apologize for. You did a fantastic thing in New York this weekend. You really did. You should be very, very proud. And I appreciate you taking the time to come on and give us the recap, too. And congratulations on all the money for your charity. And folks should go to stoked.org, find out more about it, make a donation if they can, too.
And if we tugged at some heartstrings this morning, you can still go to runsalrun.com. And put a little something on it.
Oh, you mean you can?
There you go.
You can go now and say I'll spend $20,000 on your charity if you break 4.5.
Yeah, people can.
And then you go, oops, nope.
If they're feeling moved, so
all right, that's very cool, Sal. Thank you very much for checking in with us today.
Thank you guys so much for the support, man. You guys are the best. And I'm sorry I dropped the F-bomb, and I hope you don't lose your show.
Nah. We got out of delay. We're used to potty mouths like you.
Talk to you later, dude.
Thank you, Sal. Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 28 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Big news earlier today, U2 returns for a second leg of their 360 tour all over America. They're playing stadiums that they missed the first time around. And for you right now, that includes Angel Stadium on June 6th. Tickets go on sale next Monday, November 9th. Why are they putting the tickets on sale now, by the way?
Because you have to plan.
I know, but for June?
June 6th. You got to plan, dude.
10 o'clock Monday morning, tickets go on sale for Angel Stadium June 6th for U2. We got a chance for you to win them right now if you call at 1-800-520-1067. You have to be such a fan of U2 songs that you can recognize them even when they're not being played by the band U2. How about that? We're talking about string quartets.
Yeah,
or rock bands, right.
I don't know if you've heard these string quartet versions of popular songs. They are crap-y.
And I don't know what the audience is for an album like this. If you love U2, you're going to listen to U2. Or
right.
You're going to listen to someone else sing U2 songs that does something different with them. I don't know how far into a U2 string quartet album you're going to go and still be interested, to tell you the truth.
So all you need to do is identify the U2 song, and you'll automatically win a pair of tickets. How about that?
Okay.
Let's start with Sky. Hi, Sky.
Hey.
Or Sky High,
Hey, how you doing? All right, Sky, listen up. What U2 song is the string quartet here playing?
Holy crap.
It was on the album Holy Crap, but that's not the name of the song.
Damn it. Okay. I have no idea. I'm going to...
That's just about the easiest one that we have, so that does not bode well. That was this. It's a beautiful day. In your defense, it didn't sound anything like that.
No, it didn't.
But Sky, I want you to carry this around all day long today. You were this close to winning tickets to U2. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. Let's try Desi. Line 2 is our next contestant. String quartet versions of U2 songs. Hey, Desi, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Put it in the file. All right, Desi, you ready for your string quartet crappy version of a U2 song? Here you go.
Jeez, I have no idea.
That's what we're afraid of.
Wow.
That would be... All is quiet
on New Year's Day. Yeah. One of my favorite songs, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it did kind of sound like it, I got to be honest.
Sort of.
Kind of sound like sort it, yeah.
But I think it helps that we know the answer ahead of time. I would not get any of these. So, sorry about that, dude. Thank you for
Thanks for playing, Des. Let's try Karen, please. Karen is on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Karen, how have you been doing listening on the phone so far?
It seems hard.
It is hard.
But I'm going to win.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Here's your U2 song. Good luck.
In mouth. Shoot. Disappoint you. Do I leave a bad taste in your mouth?
Come on.
Work it. You got it.
One.
Work it out. Yes.
Wow.
Will it make it easier on you now?
You know that the only...
Hey,
take it easy, woman.
Sorry.
The only word that you shouted out at the beginning was mouth.
But oh, I'm going to throw up.
You worked it out?
I got it.
Nicely done.
You'll...
All right, take
okay.
it easy.
Ouch.
I don't know what's happening.
All right, so that's one pair of tickets for June 6th. Again, we're talking about U2 at Angel Stadium. Tickets go on sale Monday at 10. Let's try, how about Robin? Let's see how Robin does playing with the string quartet versions.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get any of those other ones?
The first one, almost, but I just couldn't think of the name.
Yeah. That's the problem with these, is they almost remind you of an actual song, but not quite.
Something I definitely wouldn't buy.
Here is your string quartet. Good luck. Mouth. All right, does that strike a chord with you?
Can I hear it one more time?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Unless we play them for everybody twice.
You got a guess?
I have no idea.
It would be
the thorn
that
twist in your side.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think I hate the string quartets. I'm pretty sure.
Thanks for playing anyway. Let's try Jude. He's on line 5, is our fifth contestant. Jude, listen up. Here's your string quartet version, all right?
Okay.
Good luck.
Is that Where the Streets Have No Name?
I gotta tell you, I knew that was Desire and couldn't place it.
These
people need to just stop this butchering of the songs. Thank you for the call.
Paul, line 6. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. You feeling lucky?
I hope so.
Here we go. Right,
here's your U2 song as done by Crappy String Quartets. That's a pretty easy one.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
That is correct. Nicely done.
Believe the news today.
All right. Not bad.
No, it's good.
You got tickets, June 6th. Again, the tickets go on sale on this coming Monday at 10 a.m. from Ticketmaster, and thanks for playing.
Hey!
Nice.
Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
There is fever.
Oh, here we go.
There is fever.
Rob, how are you feeling about the Phillies?
There is
and their fever being down 3 games to 1 the Yankees right now in the World Series.
That's baseball, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's World Series baseball, though.
Yeah, it's baseball.
You got the defending champions out there trying to keep their crown.
But at the end of the day, what sport are they playing?
Still baseball, right?
They're playing baseball.
Yeah, okay. That's the only problem I have with the whole sport.
Just check it.
So even though you're from Philadelphia and they are the Phillies and they're playing in the World Series, you're still not going to be crushed if it doesn't go their way.
No, sir.
Okay,
I was much more excited about the outcome of yesterday's football match.
I don't remember which one, because there were a lot of football matches. Yeah,
this one involved the New York Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
They played another team.
Uh-huh.
They won, though. Giants won big, though, I heard, right?
No, they got thumped soundly.
Well, then who beat them?
They got trounced.
Then who did they lose to?
Some other team.
I don't think that's true. I think you would know.
I do know. You don't know. You don't know, man.
You don't know, man.
You don't even know.
All right, time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Monday. What's going on?
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Michael Jackson's This Is It came in at number one. No surprise there. Sony told everyone they had to go see it now, run right away. It's only going to play for 2 weeks. You better go now.
Right.
Well, they just announced that it's going to play a little longer than the limited 2 week engagement.
How much longer? No one's saying?
Year and a half. Yeah.
You know, it's already available for pre-order on DVD and on iTunes and all that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is odd that it would come out that soon, but I guess.
Came out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's made about $33 million since, but it was number one at the box office this weekend. Paranormal Activity was number two. Law Abiding Citizen came in at three. And then Couples Retreat and Saw 6 rounding out the top five. Where the Wild Things Are, The Stepfather, Astro Boy, Amelia, and Cirque du Freak. The Vampire's Assistant were the rest of the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Good news if, like me, you are a fan of Southland. Excellent cop drama.
I like that.
John Wells, who gave us ER, was on NBC. And then NBC said, oh, we have to cancel it because it's just too gritty to show at 9 o'clock. And, you know, we've got that guy with the giant head at 10. So we have no room for it on our schedule.
That's odd because, you don't remember that they're going to have to do away with all 10 p.m. shows. So that's a strange reality.
They got lots of room for trauma.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, they canceled it. Southland, however, apparently too good to die, at least right away. TNT picked it up. They will show the original 7 episodes of its first season to catch people up, and then they will share the brand new episodes of the second season, 6 brand new episodes. And if all goes well, they'll start ordering new episodes and we'll have Southland for some time to come. So,
how about that?
The kid from OC lives to play another day. Was it Ben McKenzie?
Yep.
Name?
Yeah.
Good guy. Nice man. Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Is defending her little sister, Ashley Simpson Wentz. Of course, Ashley was fired from Melrose Place because she's a horrible actress.
Well, she wasn't good, if that's what you're saying.
Before she was fired, Jessica helped her sister by tweeting, "Everyone, watch my sis on Melrose Place tonight." Then, immediately after Ashley's firing, Jessica tweeted this, "Catching up on Melrose Place, who writes this crap?" "I have had bad scripts to work with, but this? Thank God my sister is amazing and got you some press."
Oh, wow. No one can see through that.
Yeah.
Wasn't the only press her sister got, Melrose Place, was how bad she was and that she was being fired?
She's fired for being horrible.
It was very sly, but I think they were talking about Jessica Simpson during the Cowboys game yesterday. I was watching the Cowboys destroy the Seahawks yesterday, and I think they were talking about Jessica.
It appeared to me that the hole opened, and Tony Romo could have gotten into it with a quick burst.
I don't know. Wow. I could be wrong. But
wow. He did. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Getting out was the hard part. And more TV news. Scott Foley has been added to the cast of Cougar Town. Scott will play a home buyer who has a love-hate relationship with Courtney Cox's real estate agent character. Because she's a cougar.
Right.
She gets all coogy.
And Scott Foley, we know from...
Felicity?
Felicity?
Yep, Felicity.
He was once married to Jennifer Garner, by the way.
Yes, he was.
Let's not forget that. That's a loss. Right there.
And SD6 killed him? It was ugly.
Different.
That was
Alias. It was a TV show. Was it real? And before I get to celebrity birthdays, real quick, I do want to mention once again that today is the 89th anniversary of broadcast radio.
We don't have time for this.
No,
well,
we
have to. Kevin, we make our living in the business of entertaining people via the radio. And on this very day, 89 years ago, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the very first commercial broadcast radio show was aired. And I find it fascinating. Kevin's very shy about this. But Kevin's family has been in radio forever. And it was Kevin's great-great-grandfather, Jebediah Ryder, who was the host of the very first morning show on the very first commercial radio broadcast.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so I thought to honor Kevin and to talk about this industry
sure,
that we love, we
play
just a real quick little taste of Kevin's great-grandfather.
You're honoring me?
Yes, this is for you. This is for you, buddy.
All right.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the first commercial radio broadcast from KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jebediah Ryder, and I, KDKA, it's a very long time fan. Hope you be it. Some now good time good music.
Kevin's great grandma, the very first DJ
really?
In commercial radio.
So,
yeah.
Are we prepared to let the Kevins of the world decide anything for us?
No.
Anything at all?
No.
Go with yes.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie is 34 years old today. Rapper Nelly is 35. David Schwimmer of Friends is 43 years old. Lauren Velez from Dexter turns 45. Bobby Dahl, bassist for Poison, is 46. And Fieldy of Korn is 40 years old. And Kevin, I don't know if you know this or not, does a killer Jonathan Davis impression from Korn.
What is this all about?
Well, you do happen to do a great impression of Jonathan from Korn. I thought we'd get a little taste of it in honor of Fieldy's birthday.
I hope Bean has it. I don't have it.
We thought you'd do it live.
I thought you were live.
No. I thought you wanted to play the tape.
No, I thought you'd rock a little live impression for us.
I don't see that happen.
Oh, come on.
Mike sets me up to fail once again.
You didn't give me time to prepare.
Yeah. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Mike was insistent.
There we go.
That's
what I thought you were going to play.
I didn't know we had that. That's all right. Can we hear that again? I think I stepped on that.
No.
This one's just falling apart.
Was it a temporary take that only plays once?
He already erased it.
Look, we got to start coming to the meetings or something because I assumed all along that Kevin was doing it live.
We
I didn't have it ready to go.
We all did.
And then Kevin threw it to me, and then by the time I found it,
but then you had it.
But then you played it. So I said, play it again. Moments later, you told me no, it wasn't no longer available.
Because once you play it, it's gone. Then you have to go in and reload it again, which I hadn't done. But I have it now if you want it.
Yeah.
That's too late now.
Reload it. You can reload a musket in the time it took you to put that together.
All right. This is Kevin doing some Korn. I apologize. I don't think that's the right
that's
tape
the
either.
So. Chipmunk singing "Hey, Mr. Tambourine."
Come on.
Sorry. All right, here it is. Waka chaka bom boy gibom bada bom boom. Was that worth it or not?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
This is going downhill fast.
It
I
is.
Think it'd be a great time to go to commercial.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't know if we needed your chipmunks so turn much. Off ramp from the freeway of comedy.
They're a couple of homos.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, I'm glad it's the end of the week.
Thank God. Long week though, wasn't it?
Don't bogart that joint.
No, it's just it's only
what?
Monday.
What?
It's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. Yeah. Tomorrow, a new Kevin and Bean show. We have more tickets for you to see you too.
Why?
We have Sean White. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
He's good.
X Game medalist coming in to talk about, an Olympic medalist coming in to talk about his new video game and the Olympics and whatnot, various and sundry items.
You're just like your great-grandfather.
Only worse, oddly enough. That's all tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away, though. Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including that